fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show. The young man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Hunky donkey dory doo. Hey guys, what's up? Madhouse Radio is back on the out. Nah.
Oh, that's right. We back in the house.
Hey everybody, good evening. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We're gonna be having a good show tonight, aren't we, ladies? All the ladies in the house, grab your titties for hip hop.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love them, man. Yeah. So your titties.
Artie's got hard nipples.
Oh no!
Artie's tweaking them nips.
He grabbed his for the neck.
Oh man! Hey everybody! Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're gonna have a good show tonight, I hope. Planning on it.
Talking about, man.
We ad-lib everything here, but we still have fun on a nightly basis. You can reach me here tonight over on the Madhouse Radio website, madhouselive.com. And once again, that's madhouselive.com. Also get a hold of me here on our flagship stations. Our flagship station, that is syndicateradio.television, syndicateradio.tv, syndicateradio.transvestite.
That's right. They rock, baby, and we're gonna rock the house tonight with our brothers and sisters over in the city, cuz rock and roll, show we all can. Rock and roll.
Blitzcase is having a drink. You know what? I'm on beer number three here in honor of KDK. Beer number three, everybody. If you're not drinking, please do so now. Take a sip of your water, your orange juice, your Kool-Aid, your whiskey, your Corona, whatever you're drinking here. And do that. If you're using an AOL Instant Messenger or a Yahoo Instant Messenger machine, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. That is my screen name on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, you can also get a hold of me there as well. That is madhouse@live.com. madhouse@live.com for MSN Messenger users. Yeah, we got options out the wazoo here, everybody. We got it all covered. Of course, we also have a toll-free line.
Most interaction available to you. Check us out.
That's right.
The time, and we got the time.
That's right. And, of course, Milkman will give out the toll-free line right now if you want to call us here later on in the show. Don't refrain from calling now.
Brother.
What is that?
I can't wait.
Do it now. It's just 888-278-8509. That's right. 888-278-8509.
That's right.
Call us tonight.
888-278-8509. Thank you very much, Milkman. We've got a lot of people tuning in tonight. They are filtering in slowly here, our assemblage, and we'll be giving a formal introduction to everybody who we see in just a moment. We don't have much on deck here. It's mostly going to be a loose show here tonight. Of course, we always do the prank calls, and we'll touch on the topics of the day they come up. I don't know if you guys probably can't note from the window here outside, but we've been stuck here with a tropical storm by the name of Faye. Big Faye, Big Titty Faye.
Yeah, I was learned about that. Didn't even know if he was going to be on or why.
Titties over there, Carlito.
He's swirling around that state.
It never turned into a hurricane. But it came in through. I'm in Central Florida. I'm in the center of the state. This tropical storm came through on the west side. It took about a day and a half to cross the state. So crawled up. It actually gained strength over land, of all things. I mean, that's like something that's never been seen before. It actually, the storm itself gained 5 miles in wind over the southern part of Florida, and they surmise it actually gained its strength from the waters of the Everglades, the swamps down there. So anyway, so we got we didn't get hurricane force winds or anything, but what we are getting, we've gotten rain and rain and rain. It has rained. It started drizzling, I would say, on Wednesday morning early, maybe like around 4 a.m., and it has not stopped. We get a light drizzle, and then it becomes a very heavy rain with wind, and then it subsides, and then it continues to drizzle. Like, there's been constantly water falling, so everything is flooded. The streets, the parking lots, the lakes are all capped out. It's a nightmare to drive.
Oh, man.
We got hit right at the rush hour going home today.
No one's walking around in bikinis anymore.
Nothing like that at all, my friend. No.
Well, wow, it's crazy. Mono.
You got a show with
it's dark times, dark days, and times of need.
That you had, man.
What's that?
I think that was in the Bible.
Well, that milkman says so.
Tell the adventure you had on the way home as I spoke to you.
Yeah, I called you to let you know. At 5 p.m. rolls out. It's, you know, rush hour. Everyone gets out of work at 5 p.m. And it only, you know, we were lucky. It drizzled all day. Drizzle. And it's really cool. It's kind of odd. You go outside and it's a drizzle, but sometimes it's like a mist. Like, I got up this morning and looked and I'm like, oh, it's a foggy day. It must have stopped raining. It's just foggy now. You know, maybe the humidity and the morning effects and all that's just foggy. And I get outside and it's like this, the rain is coming down like a mist. Like, very, very, like, if you had a little, you know, one of those little pocket misters, and you're spraying yourself in the face. That's what exactly what it was like. It was the weirdest thing.
Right, yeah, trying to keep cool.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, one of those, yeah. So, 5 p.m. rolls around, and we get this torrential downpour and wind. I mean, there's limbs flying everywhere. I passed two cars that got hit with limbs, like, on the road. They're driving on the road, and a limb just came down, crashed right on top of them. A bunch of the stoplights, you know, the traffic lights were out. There were cops out there, and a few accidents. I saw a few cars that got stalled out on the side road. So it was a nightmare. Yeah, it took me a long time to get home today. So yeah, so that's Florida for y'all.
Fortunately, you had that blue raft tucked away in the back there in the hatch.
I made it home.
Never got home, man.
25 by 30 foot raft. It brought me home. I paddled it and everything with my hat. This hat right here. It wasn't for this hat. I'm a licensed paddler with this captain's hat. But seriously, and then the funny thing is,
you are a captain. Yeah. Yeah,
The funny thing is, the storm, it gets out onto the other side of Florida, the other side of the Wang, as we like to call it here, America's Wang, Florida, and it just stalls. It stalls and it sits out there for like, you know, about 12 hours. So this rain keeps coming in and rain keeps coming in. So we're looking at another 24 hours of this rain. And I don't know how much more we can take. I'm going to have to get up really early to go to work tomorrow. But luckily, the power has stayed on throughout this storm here, although other parts of the city have had brief interruptions of power. So far, so good here, which is a good thing. And we hope that the power doesn't go off in the middle of the show. Just my luck. Yeah, keep watching the radar over there.
Anywhere near there in Florida, have your blue wrap handy.
Right on. We got how many listeners we got? We got 81 people in Syndicate. We got 15 people on The Mouth. We'll make 96 and another 6 people over on Justin. So we have 105 listeners right now. Very good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Lonesome Loser just checking in as well. What's up, my brother, man? How you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Working
man in tech.
Real quick, I want to let you guys know I had the pleasure of visiting the SoMaCal Studios here in Orlando. They're a podcast internet radio station that broadcasts. They have a few shows that are on their network. They're over at SoMaCal.net. Soma, like the pills, you know, the painkiller, SoMaCal.net, SOMACOW.net.
Oh, yeah, that's some shit right there.
Check them out. I think they should probably be uploading my whole one-hour interview. They had me on there. They played some Madhouse pranks. We talked about the madhouse, you know, what we do here. We talked about prank calls in general and the Jerky Boys prank calls, you know, how to do a good prank call. It was really, really freaking interesting. I had a great time, great people there, and I might be a little more involved with them. I might be able to maybe, you know, just they invited me, you know, for their barbecue that they do every once in a while. Maybe make an occasional appearance, I would hope.
Hey.
Really cool people.
Networking it.
Yeah, networking it, but they're really cool people. I want to thank everyone. So everyone, be sure to visit, go over to somacow.net and check that. I'm sure my interview, I don't know if they're going to put it up, but I'm pretty sure they would because it was really cool. I had a great, great facilities there, too. They have, like, a nice little, you know, homemade studio, way better than what we got here in my place. So it was really awesome. Nice. Cool people. So anyone, check that out.
Now, what is it, like a podcast kind of operation, or what exactly?
Yeah, they have about four or five podcast shows, and basically it's a congregation of people, like-minded people that like to do their own shows and stuff like that, and they all put in together to set up a little studio in one of their houses. And it's a pretty nice place. It's really, I mean, they have a really nice, I mean, they have gear that I wouldn't even begin to know how to acquire financially or even know how to put it all together.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. But,
nice,
dude, I mean,
nice.
I'm watching them do their show, and they got, like, you know, four people.
Somebody's
all,
got a hookup somewhere.
Yeah, they've got one guy, and he's on the levels. Like, they have one guy, he's just on the levels, and he chips in every once in a while, and he's writing down notes. They had a big whiteboard on the side with all the topics listed by hour, and they had all their, you know, other, you know, PCs all set up, and they're communicating back and forth. I'm like, man, this is...
Are you trying to give a hint to us that we should be more professional?
Well, no, it's hard to do that because
we're... Are you trying to say something?
Well, it's not easy, you know, and I was telling them, that's the difference between what we do here in Madhouse. I mean, Tuck, you're in Tennessee.
Right.
Milkman is all over the country. He's in California,
yeah.
Virgin Islands, wherever it may be. I'm always in Atlanta.
We don't know where Milkman is.
Yeah, you know, Gangrene hangs out with us. He's in Atlanta sometimes. You know, we get people from all over the place that help out. Lonesome Loser is in, you know, different part of the country. We're all, I mean, I'm just one guy here, but through the power of the internet, we're all together. But it would be cool to be. It would be cool. I would say it would be cool if we were all together in the same spot. I think this it'd be really cool. You know. To be able to do that. But anyway, let's continue on.
Yeah.
I gotta light my cigar again.
That'll be the 2009 show, everybody. That'll be the super blockbuster.
When someone chucks in a few million dollars.
Yeah, I wonder how much that setup costs. Yeah, if I had that kind of money, dude. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
So the saga continues, by the way. The saga of my car accident, my wreck, continues.
Oh,
how's that?
Well, here's what I found out. Now, I will remind you that I was deemed 100% not at fault by the Florida Highway Patrol officer who showed up for the car accident, which occurred, we're going on 3 weeks now, I believe, right? So, the lady retained an attorney, despite the fact that the accident was her fault completely, and she's saying now that she's going to try to fight it. She's gonna go against what the police officer said, that the cop wasn't there when it happened, that the car said to move, that I was... Apparently, she's saying that
charge
I...
Charge for the damn court costs, too, man.
Apparently...
attorney fees.
She's saying... Well, she's saying that I was on the wrong side of the road. Is apparently, the way it sounds, for her to be saying, you know, what
well,
happened...
You got a picture.
Yeah, I got pictures. I took pictures, yeah. You know, the way her car hit mine, I would have had to been driving down the wrong side of the road, and she would have plowed, you know... into me from the side. I don't understand it. But anyway, I did get my check from my insurance company for a grand total of $1,798.08, which is the cost of the estimate of the repair minus my $500 deductible.
That's what I'm talking about. Fired up.
So now the problem is I have to come up with that $500 deductible, and my insurance company said that they will, you know, they're going to fight her insurance company and get it, you know, get it back to me in the form of a check. I really don't have $500 to pay right now, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to, guess, save up $500 or acquire it somehow. I'm getting a student loan here in a few weeks, since my school term is going to start here next week on Monday. So I guess I'm going to have to add maybe $500 to the amount that I take out of the student loan to cover this, and I probably will get my $500 back, probably sometime in 2010, I guess. I don't know how this shit works. But, yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit,
man. Fucking ridiculous.
It is fucking ridiculous, you know.
Man, zing that bitch, man, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know what else to do. I gotta get my car fixed. It's a freaking nightmare, though. If anybody has any suggestions on something I can do, I mean, honestly, the police report says... she's 100% at fault. She. I was sitting there at a turn left in a left turning lane, and the woman plows right into me. And now she's saying that the way the cop said it happened is not what happened. She's, and her insurance company went out there to take pictures of the intersection. And the thing is, the cop, the reason the cop said it happened like it did was because he saw the debris from my car in the fucking turning lane where I got hit, right where I said it was. And she's saying, well, now her insurance company and her are saying, well, you know, traffic could have been moving around and it could have kicked up the debris and moved it over. We can't prove that. So I don't know how it works.
Oh, hell.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. What the hell does she think? Is it a gale or something? A tornado off the bumper or some shit? Come on.
I don't know. Yeah, honestly, it's really whack. Very whack. I'm kind of disappointed. You know, and people, you know, right when I start being a little more trusting and nice to people in general, I have narcissism. I've been diagnosed with narcissism by therapists before. And right when I'm on meds for it and stuff, excuse me, and I'm coming down and I'm more trusting of people and I don't look down on the general public, you know, out there. I'm not rude to people in public. I have a real, this is kind of personal, but I do have a problem with that. When I'm in public, I have a thing where, you know, I don't take well to strangers smiling at me or looking at me. I don't say hi to people that I don't know. I don't open doors for people and stuff like that. It goes back to when I was a child. And right when I start getting a little better with it, here comes someone plows right into me and then starts lying. And then now I'm on the point again, like, oh, why trust people in general? Why trust these people? Narcissism. That's a cool name, though. What does narcissism mean? That isn't that like some kind of Greek, ancient Greek thing? Wasn't there some guy called Narcissus?
Narcissus,
right? And
they're in love with their own image.
Didn't he like jerk off to himself in a mirror or something all the time, and he turned old or something, or he turned into stone or something like that? Wasn't it something weird like that?
I think it's the same. I'm not sure if it's the same myth or not, but yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I think he liked to look at himself. I don't like to look at myself. Brings me down, brings me sad. All right, anyway, so prank calls. Let's get some numbers here. We got a few requests, by the way. We had two requests come in during the week from a lady named Lisa. Leaser.
Yeah.
And we got a request also earlier today from Steven Silva. Sent in a request also for a prank call for us to do to a friend of his in Canada. Some guy that works in Home Depot. Home Depot, one of the great sponsors of the Olympic Games and the largest employer of Olympic athletes. There's a big thing about that, but I won't go into it now. It's boring. Have you guys been watching the Olympics at all this week? I got tired of it. I got burnt out on the Olympics over the weekend. I had enough.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of having enough.
I do want to see table tennis, though. Table tennis is always really cool to see. I haven't found it yet. I haven't been able to catch it yet on TV.
Put your ding dong.
I watched the beach volleyball girls and a couple other things.
I keep missing the basketball games because the basketball games are on at 8 o'clock in the morning, the men's basketball games. And the problem being that Microsoft and NBC got their little buddy-buddy thing, so you have to install Silverlight in order to watch the games online on NBCOlympics.com. Silverlight is a Microsoft version of it's their alternative to Flash Silverlight, which is it actually looks really good. Only problem being, we've tried many ways to install Silverlight on our computers at work, and we're completely blocked. We don't have the administrator rights to do it. We can't get around it. So we can't watch the games live at work in the morning. So I just I follow the score. But this weekend, I know the final, the gold medal game is this weekend, but I do understand that I've seen the highlights and stuff like that, and Team USA is kicking ass, LeBron and Kobe.
You'll be able to watch this weekend if we're not working.
Yeah, this weekend. I think the final game is on Sunday. I think they play one last game. I think they play a game tomorrow, and I think they play Sunday's the gold medal game. I think, or did they play today? They're playing Argentina tomorrow. What's going on? I think they play Argentina tomorrow, and Argentina's the team that beat them 4 years ago. I believe, and they have four NBA players on the Argentinian team, I believe, also, right? Is it Argentina or Venezuela? I don't know. Yeah, and Dino's saying boxing and soccer. The boxing has sucked this year. I tried to watch it, man. In the Greece ones, in the Athens one, the boxing was on spot. I was watching Tony Atlas and all that. But yeah, man, the boxing this year has been really. I couldn't get into it this year. No good Cuban fighters.
My brother said he tried to watch it, and pretty much he said the same thing.
Yeah, it was not good boxing this year, and I did want to catch some wrestling. Hopefully, maybe I can catch some Greco-Roman wrestling tomorrow or tonight or something like that. I don't know. Just saying.
I haven't seen any wrestling this year, period.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about wrestling.
Dude, did you guys see the guy who twisted his arm doing the weightlifting?
Women's softball. I was talking about that shit, but...
Did you see the guy?
I heard something about the weightlifting. What happened?
This guy, he was deadlifting. He was deadlifting a huge ass weight, and he got it up to like his elbow or shoulder height, and he went to push it up, and his elbow twisted and did a complete 360. You got to watch the video. It's the most horrific thing you've ever seen. Look, I'm sure it's on the YouTube.com thing. Yeah, look at that. Look up like Google. Olympic weightlifter elbow twist or something like that. It'll freak you out. It is ooh. Oh man!
Did he break his arm or?
I don't know. I think his
freakish thing that he can do.
I think his elbow like it dislocated and then it twisted around. Like if you can imagine like twisting your elbow, like your arm at the elbow like 360 degrees. Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Yeah, and he didn't win. Uh-huh. He did not win. All right. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, what was really curious thing that I did notice, I was looking over the stats for all the gold medals, and I noticed that, like, China was topping the list. So I, like, get it all together, and I put it together, and considering last week that we discovered that the gold medals were made of 99.9% lead,
right,
with some gold paint on them.
That's right.
I think they planned ahead of time, and that's why they went in and went with all the lead medals, see?
Yeah, well, I did notice that China's ahead, but only in the gold medals. The United States is still ahead in total medals. Apparently, you know, the U.S. is still winning in the total medal count. I understand that China did make a big effort, that they did want to win the medal count, complete medal count this year, because it's in Beijing. They made a big deal. They had a whole plan. And apparently,
yeah, they're cheating in every way they can.
Yeah, they
but, you know, they're trying to, you know, they gotta do it. They're doing it. They gotta do it. They gotta get the medals.
Yeah,
right. They gotta do it all for the country.
It's kind of not fair because
they're cheating for the greater good.
Being the host country, they automatically get a place in every event. They don't have to actually qualify. They can be in every single event, so they've taken advantage of that. So I know they're ahead in the gold medals, but in overall medals, I think we're up by like 20 right now. So you know, USA. Still kick ass. All right, guys, come on. Let's, Mikey's asking 99.9% lead. It is something insane like that. The gold medals, they did a test, and is a huge proportion of it is actually lead. That's a ripoff, man. I would be pissed. Okay, anyway, so we got a bunch of numbers. Should a call from the Lonesome Loser, man? We've got Royal Dragon Chinese... Royal Dragon Chinese Cuisine. We also have Mr. Wok's Modern Chinese Cuisine. We've got the Cattleman's Steakhouse. Steak in a Basket. Hey, there you go. Saucy's Pizza Subs and Barbecue. Wow, we got a ton of numbers. He's just sending them like crazy. Red Robin's. Never been to a Red Robin before. Pizza Bank Restaurant. Joey's Tomato Pizza and Pasta. Let's see what's good here. Sousa Brothers Liquors. Security Liquor Store. An Indian guy. Let's call Security Liquor Store. An Indian guy answered there just a little bit ago. Been a while since we called an Indian guy here on the show. Where are they located at?
You should also call the dead sometime during the night. Because his mouth is bleeding. I'm in me about it. It's a bleeding mouth from a dentist mishap or something. Is afraid that he's gonna like lose a lot of blood and he's gonna die or something. So
sure.
We may want to check with him tonight or something.
We'll check in with him before the end of the night. And Ashley here on AIM is saying, "Hey Carlito, could I ask you to restrain from using the R word? It deeply offends me." What's the R word? I don't know.
What? So you say what
in the
R?
Rape? What do we say? Alright, well, no R word. Retard, maybe. Maybe. Oh, did I say retarded? I don't know. That is not retarded. Alright, well, we...
I didn't even hear you say retarded.
I didn't hear it either, man. Well, okay, we won't say the retard. Don't we have a prank
Republican
called?
Republican, maybe, yeah.
Don't we have a prank about don't call him retarded? See, we don't. Hey, I have a cousin who's my little cousin Karen. She's my little sweetheart. I love that girl. She's got Down syndrome. We joke around here. I make fun of Spicks all the time, and I'm a Spick. I'm the biggest, fattest Spick in Orlando. Shit.
I had an older cousin growing up who had Down syndrome.
All right, well, no problem. All right, well, we'll refrain from that. To prove that we're friends of retards, we will go ahead and play this prank call here called Don't Call Them Retarded. This is from 2007.
Well, we have Gary that comes on before you. And call in before.
Gary the R, I guess. All right.
And Gary the R, and like, he wouldn't, you know, what did you call him? He doesn't understand.
He doesn't know. He's
weird.
He's happy.
There's no bones about it.
Come on, you can Did it on the Stern Show when they put him on that fake rocket and took him to the moon? Oh, man, that was funny. Oh, shit. Okay, anyway,
yeah,
come on.
Happy. Great. Good for him.
Here's a prank call. We're going to be doing our own prank call in just a moment. Call in the liquor store.
Are all these helpers?
Yes.
Helpers, what do you do exactly there?
We raise money for the mentally retarded.
Why do you have to call them retarded, yo?
Look, at who's calling?
I don't like you calling people retarded, yo. Yo, that's messed up. Yo, why you got that? That's here.
Our board of directors.
Yo, that's messed up. Yo, why you gotta call them retarded?
Who is this?
You know they're listening, right?
Well, they're not listening.
Yeah, they are. They know what you say when you call them retarded.
Would you like to talk to our director?
Yeah.
About it?
Well, don't make... Transfer me. Come on.
Transfer you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's at this number. Take it down and call her.
No, don't give it out. Yo, she's listening.
What are you talking about?
Yo, don't be retarded. She's listening.
Who is this?
Come on. Let me talk to her, yo.
She's at a different number.
What's the phone number?
We are unable to complete your international call.
Yo,
don't give it out. Please check the number and...
I don't place a damn international call. Man, I'm only down... I can't buy any more minutes tonight.
You are retarded.
And I'm down to 24 minutes available. I hope that didn't take out any of my balance, because it'll do that. It'll try to make an international call when I didn't mean to. Let me double-check that balance. Hang on. That fucking thing. I got some packet loss here on the VoIP line. Okay, good. We're still good. All right, let's try to call that again. Let's play a song while we're out of here. This one's called Out of Space by Billy Preston. Straight out of the 70s. Just a moment. I'm going to try that again. We got someone on the line here anyway, never mind.
Hello, Madhouse Radio, go ahead.
Oh, I got someone on the phone. How are you?
Hey, Blue Iris, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Okay. Yeah.
Are you soaking your Depends? Are you soaking your Depends?
Yeah.
You are. Turn down your radio.
On your way.
Computer.
Sign, if you're going to do that, you got to turn down me in the background because it sounds freaky.
Okay.
So weird.
Hold on just a second.
All right, yeah. I know that was you. Nice try.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I just wanted to say something.
What's that?
Did you hear the Stern Show the other day? George Takei had a huge...
The party? The bachelor party?
Yeah. And Joe Falcon, the guy with the 14-inch cock showed up. Have you heard some of the Yankee calls for that?
Yeah, the old ones? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, when Richard and Sal kept calling in about, you know, how's the weather down there? You got rain over here?
How good is your cock?
And then he goes, like, you know, this one time my first Yankee game, I went, my daddy sucked my cock and all that. Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was really great.
Right,
you want
right.
to hear some of it real quick?
Hey, you know what? Why not? Play it out, buddy. Let's
okay.
do it. All right.
Yeah. Let's see if this works.
There
right,
we go.
Up.
Oh, well, let's play Taylor Swift's show. Oh, please.
Yeah. What do you think about those heat that's been going on lately?
The what?
Been pretty hot out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were supposed to get a thunderstorm over the weekend. We didn't get
it. Yeah. And the wind's supposed to cool it off.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, thanks for calling. I'm having a ton of technical troubles today. That's odd.
It sounds like crap.
I love the technical aspect of these shows. They're great.
God, no. It's not going to work either. Oh, well. We're crying out loud. Well, okay. We have a kind. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What is
okay,
going on, dude?
What do you want to talk about now?
I don't know if I'm there for real.
Don't we need to be making prank calls or some shit like that right now? I thought it would be a good
idea.
I'll
try to
keep it calm.
I'm putting on mute in the background.
This sounds like crap, Cy. Come on. If you can hear me, turn it down. I'm going to clear the line in a second. He's going to have to call back in. Jesus Christ.
This is an MP3, so we want to play it.
Yeah, all right, let's listen to the prank call. He'll call back and be normal in a second.
So the two of the MP3 is the one to listen to it.
Jeez.
And yeah, oh, I haven't...
Call back in, Siam. Just no, don't play the audio for us, because it sounds like...
Number. It's working this time, damn it. Siam, don't take any offense, man. You're just killing us with that bad audio. Still love you.
Horrible.
Still love you, girlfriend.
Hi.
Look at Zolar's tattoo. I think I might have Zolar do a tattoo for me for my bachelor party.
That fucker is wicked, man.
Oh, shit, they're not answering over there now. That sucks. See what you did, Cyan Pranks, you punk. Anyway. Alright, let's continue on. We got a ton of numbers here. We got
that. No Peter for you, too.
Alright, we're going to call Amy's Burger Shack. Just a moment. I got bad news. We got a really bad phone connection. I think it's probably because of the weather. I'm trying.
All him. Yeah, I hope you don't got water in the line, bro. Oh.
Could be. It's been raining all day.
It's been raining all week.
More than likely. Man, wasn't there any goes there?
Hell, was it like 36 inches straight or rain?
I failed to mention.
What do you get for putting all the phone lines on the ground?
The actual. Our roof is leaking, actually.
Right by the studio. Right back there. Leaking.
Amy's Bullshack.
Hello, how you doing, Amy?
What?
This is Amy. How you doing, buddy?
Amy, she's not here.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, when was the last time that you guys stocked up the kegs?
What?
The kegs. When was the last time you guys stocked up on the kegs, Amy? Amy.
What is it? I don't understand it.
Amy, sweetie, you guys want to stock up on the kegs? Sir.
What?
Amy, how you doing, baby? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing, Amy? I'm asking you, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, she's not here.
Well, Amy said to call in about the keg delivery tonight.
What?
Amy said to call in about the keg delivery tonight, sir.
No, actually, you know, Amy, she's gone for almost 2 years, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what do you say that she wasn't there now, but when's she going to be? I have to deliver the kegs.
No, we don't need that. She's not... She's gone for 2 years. Means I don't know when was your last time to talk to her.
Well, she put down every Thursday we're supposed to deliver 5 pony kegs of Bud Light.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
No, okay. This is Amy's burger. This is Amy's, right? The Burger Shack.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about.
We do the back to school party every year at Amy's Burger Shack for the high school. We bring in kegs of beer, so. Yeah.
And I don't need it, we don't need it, and anyway, thank you very much.
Well, sir, you better pay for these kegs. You better pay for the kegs.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Thank you very much.
Can I put them in the back? I'm going to put them in the back door. Sir? Hello?
To place a call, press 1.
Call him back.
To listen, please enter your desk.
Hey, Ms. Bogachek?
Hey, man, if you don't take these kegs, I'm going to lose my job, and Mr. Valente is probably going to take my other thumb.
What I'm talking about, don't call me for that, okay?
I have a contract. I have a contract with Miss Amy to bring in kegs.
No, I don't. She didn't do anything like that, okay? I know her, actually. So don't do that.
What did you do to her? Did you tie her up in the back of the room and you did something to her? Is that what you did?
What?
Are you with the Yakuza? Who are you? Who is this?
Okay, but I don't need to talk to you, okay? Don't call me for that.
I'm
really mad. Okay?
What's your ID number? Sir?
To place a call, press 1.
I thought that was your talk about.
Press 2. Enter your destination number.
He probably won't answer now.
Hey, Miss Bogachek.
Mr. Funny. That's you. What are you going to do about these kegs? Yeah, you're going to drink...
Okay, I'm going to call police. Okay, I have your number here, 407-4544. I'm going to call the police. Okay?
No, don't call
me for this one.
No, okay? No, don't call the police. I'm so scared. Hello? Hello? Who's that? He's calling the police.
I'm blocking the number.
No, Charlie, Charlie.
I call you the R word.
That the number that I'm spoofing my calls as today, or is the number for the lady who hit my car? Oops. Sorry.
Oh dear.
Oh, no.
That'll teach her.
Great.
I like the guys in the chat room. ID number 3334.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this the police?
No.
What's going on, man? How you doing, Glowworms?
What's up, dog?
Dude, it's good to hear from you. How you been, man?
Hey, I'm good. How good. You doing?
I'm good, man. It's been a really
stressful
month. Did you hear that last call?
No, man. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and lie and pretend I'm like this big listener. I haven't even listened to it. I've been to some of the calls, so I called.
You know. Well, you're a busy guy. Are you still making them sandwiches?
No, I'm back at McDonald's again I don't make no sandwiches over there. I just point with the drunk girls at night times.
There you go. Man, I'm telling you, it's a good thing you left because those Quiznos subs, they're good, but they're overpriced. They're like $10 for the large ones, the good ones.
Uh-huh.
And they got like a lot of calories in them, man. Like I would think I'm going to get a sub, you know, nice sub, you know, nice and baked and all that. And it'd be nice. There's like 1,000 calories in some of those subs. And I didn't even put mayo or anything in it.
Yeah, you know. Actually, they do get the mayonnaise in it. Some of them do.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can add it if you want. But I tried to go light, and then I looked up online on one of those websites that, you know, does all the fast food places. And those Quiznos subs are worse than, like, you know, getting fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well go to KFC.
Yeah, really, yeah. And, like, you know how, like, you go to Subway and stuff, how, like, they show you, like, the calories and stuff? Like, Quiznos, they don't even show you the calories, none of the sandwiches.
Yeah, because...
even online, they don't show it to you.
Yeah, I had to go to a special website. I don't even know how they do that. They probably take the sandwich and grind it up and analyze it. How do you find out the content of a sandwich? What do? You blender it up and then, like, you know...
probe it.
You give it to some kind of special dog that sniffs it out or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
they
so.
They register the amount of calories and shit. So
yeah. Check out the dog shit and all that, yeah. Well, that's good, man. Congratulations back at McDonald's, one of the most successful franchise companies in the world.
I guess. It's money. I don't care.
Fuck it, man. Money is money.
I get paid.
You know, if you make manager, it's no joke. Seriously, to be a store manager at McDonald's is not easy, but if you do, you actually make some decent scratch. That's no lie, man. That is no lie. Hey, you want to do some prank calls, my friend?
Sure, that.
Bow, 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 bow. You got a preference of restaurants? We got some.
It don't matter. Restaurant. There's a restaurant. Yeah.
I got a ton. I got like everything. Liquor stores, restaurants. I got taverns, bars, pubs.
A restaurant.
Okay. We got Burger Hut.
Let's do Burger Hut.
Ooh, we got the Burger Queen drive-in too. That might be fun. All right, let's do Burger Hut. All right. You're in the chat room right now. Are you in front of the computer still right now, my friend?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the details in case it comes up, right? Where are you? Your name is DJ Glowworm. And I will paste that there. This is going to be in Oregon. My favorite state to say. It sounds like a sexual part. Oregon. All right. Hang on, everybody. I'm going to play a Glowworm prank. I think I have one here. Let's see. Get everybody acclimated and get ready for a Glowworm prank. You know what? I don't have it ready, so fuck it. Never mind.
Oh,
well. Yeah, I think it's I do got one. It's called Cha-Cha Chicken. Isn't that the one I got? That's a good prank. Maybe I don't have it. Cha Chicken. You still like one of the times that I cracked up the loudest on the show? Here we go. I found it here. Was this one time you did the prank where you told a lady you were going to do a spin kick and, you know, break the glass or something like that?
I don't remember. Yeah. I remember it faintly.
Yeah.
I remember saying something stupid like that, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, here we go, everybody. Listen to this, and we're going to do some more pranks. Thanks, Glowworm. All right.
Put your middle.
Cha-cha chicken.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, I need some help.
I'm sorry?
Hey, my mama told me to call and get some chicken wings because she got to go to work. And my grandma, she done passed out next door because she be drinking all the time. And my mama said to me, for me to tell you that we need some food.
Actually, I just understand a little bit. Can you speak a little bit more up?
Okay, my mama said that she wants us to get some food.
Okay.
Y'all have food, don't y'all?
I hear that crackle in the line.
How you doing? Hello?
Hi.
This Burger Hut.
Yes?
How you doing? My name is Chris, and I have a really important question to ask you. Is your manager available right now, the store owner?
No, she only works during the day.
Okay. Well, what position do you have at the store there?
I am a night manager.
Okay, maybe you can help me out with this. All right. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but I've been calling different places, and none of them will let me do it. All right? So, my uncle, he's in prison right now. They're planning his execution for next Saturday, and his final meal, he wanted to be at Burger Hut, because he loves hamburgers and stuff, and he said at Burger Hut, they have some of the best burgers. So, he's only in there for, well, they charged him with accidental homicide. What happened was, he shot at a guy, and the guy got scared and ran and got hit by a car, and they blamed it on him. So, you know, he wants to know, well, actually, I want to know so I can let the jailhouse and everything know if it'd be okay for him to come in there, sit down, you know, have a couple burgers and get his cholesterol going, and maybe he'll die from the cholesterol before he has to go for the injection. Do you think that's a possibility?
I have no idea. You would have to call the owner, and her name is...
I mean, he won't try to kill nobody in the store. Well, I don't know. His bipolar might come in if he gets the wrong kind of ketchup. He has a thing for Hunts instead of Heinz. I don't know what the difference is, but you know.
Well, you'd have to talk to the owner, and she's the one that makes the decision.
As a matter of fact, if you want to, you know, I can like have you. I can call him, and y'all can talk, maybe work out a deal or something like that. I don't know.
If you want to talk to her, she's working in the morning. Can you call in the morning?
You know what? Make him. You know what? If that would not work out, I think he would appreciate it if like the whole staff came down there and saw him at the jail. You know, and at least ate a burger in front of his face so he can kind of taste it in his mouth a little bit.
I can't make that decision.
I mean, I'm trying to make my uncle's last meal something good. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
He don't want no S-car snow. He don't want no filet mignon. You know, he wants some Burger Hut.
Yeah, I know. But I can't make the decision though.
Well, can you write him like, you know, like kind of take a hamburger and smear it on the paper so it smells like a burger, kind of like a scratch and sniff.
I don't know if I could do that. I have a question.
Oh, no, hold on. I have a question. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm just...
No, ma'am, no. You do not laugh at a customer.
No,
my uncle's about to die. You don't sit on the phone and laugh. Like,
I know, this is a laughing matter.
No, this is some serious stuff. I know the term scratch and sniff making him laugh a little bit, but please don't laugh.
I'm sorry. No,
too late for apologies. See, people like you are the same one that made my uncle do this. People like you, some man laughed at him at the shoe store for him buying a pair of shoes too small and walking funny, and he gonna shoot the guy. He didn't even hit the guy. He ran in front of the car hit the man. They blame my uncle for killing him.
Yeah, justice is terrible these days. People just get the wrong idea.
And you got the wrong idea by me. No,
they
want to judge
quickly.
No. See, you got a wrong idea about me. I'm texting you. This is some serious stuff. This is Firou Yellow. Serious. This is serious stuff, and I don't appreciate you laughing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I'm trying to figure this stuff out. Now, can you please go in the office and grab the Burger Hut Code of Conduct and find the rule where it says to listen thoroughly to your customers? I'm sure there's one in there.
Well, for one thing, I don't have an office. And I'm just an employee here. I don't make the decisions.
Well, you're her manager, so therefore you have some kind of authority. I just don't appreciate you sitting on the phone laughing. Well, my uncle's about to die.
I'm sorry about your uncle, and I'm sorry about the justice system.
All it is a white man trying to pull a black man down. This is some Rodney King type stuff.
I'm sorry.
All you can say is sorry.
There's nothing I can do.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of stuff you can do. There really is a lot of stuff you can do. First of all, you can stop by not laughing no more. And second of all, you can start by actually sounding like you care about what I'm talking about.
Have I laughed in the last 2 minutes?
As a matter of fact, you have. You smirk.
No, I haven't.
I'm sure you've been smiling, smirking, giggling, whatever you white people do. I don't appreciate it.
See, now you're being prejudiced against us. And how do you know if I'm white or not?
I can tell you're white.
I could be Mexican, or I could be black.
You're not Mexican. If you know a Mexican sleep at nighttime, can't wake up early in the morning and pick oranges, and you're not Mexican.
But how do you know I'm not black?
Because if you're black, you would relate to me on the Rodney King situation. That's
well, you're wrong about that.
I'm wrong about... What are you being?
I ain't gonna tell you.
Because you're white. White people are liars.
Are you gonna be mean to me?
White devil. White
you're
devil.
You're gonna get your way to be mean.
Vanilla face. You did this. You did this to my uncle. I'm blaming you on behalf of all the black men in America. I blame you for killing another black man.
It's not my fault.
This is your fault. It is your fault. It's your fault. That I don't appreciate none of this. NAACP, they ain't helping with nothing. You know what? Malcolm X was right. We should go in there and beat everybody, and make y'all go outside and pick cotton for us and work for us, and maybe then you'll recognize something.
Okay, you're right.
Exactly. You know I'm right.
You're right.
You better realize and recognize the kind of stuff I'm talking to you about right now, because people like you are killing my uncle.
I'm really sorry about your uncle.
Yeah, you don't sound
too
enthusiastic.
No, I am. I'm really sorry about your uncle.
What if it was your uncle? Would you want me to laugh about it?
But you know, my brother got murdered 5 years ago, so I know how it feels when part of your family
dies. Okay, well, ma'am, you were laughing at me, so apparently you don't want no sympathy from me. I mean,
well, I thought it was a joke at first.
No, this is serious business.
Why would you call Burgerhead
saying
that?
I told you from the get-go this is some serious stuff, and you had to go and laugh.
Well, I thought you were screwing with me at first.
Okay, well, first of all, my uncle, he's kind of overweight, and I guess has thing for cholesterol and loves y'all burgers oh so much. So maybe that's the reason why. You ever thought about that one? I mean, just, you know...
Well, you know, it's people's choice to eat fast food. It's not my choice.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I just had a thought. Matter of fact, what I think is, if this whole lethal injection thing wanted to kill them, Burger Hut would have done it.
Well, that's what fast food is. It's full of grease.
Why are you going to sell it? Why are you gonna say it? No, no. And since it's so full of grease, you're gonna say that your food is too good for my uncle, who's on death row to eat.
But you know what? It's other people's decision to eat fast food and get big and have cholesterol.
I have a question. Do you smoke cocaine?
They know
you're
it.
Talking kind of funny. You okay?
What's that?
Are you under the influence at work?
No.
Oh, 'cause you acting like you kind of, you know, a little bit.
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay, ma'am. May I ask you a question? Do you mind if I come down there and talk to you?
Well, actually, I am closed.
You closed?
So I'm talking to you on after hours here.
Well, okay, then I guess you get after hour minutes on the phone then.
So I have to go.
Well, go ahead and go. I'm not keeping you. I'll go to Burger King. I don't care about no Burger Hut anyway. Go ahead. Hang up the phone.
I will.
Go ahead and get the donkey. Bye.
Bye.
Go bye. I said bye.
God, that's funny. Oh, man. Oh, God. All of a sudden, she's got some agenda. Well, my brother got murdered. That's some funny shit, man. You're the man. How did she stay on?
Place a call, press 1.
And the people are asking, how does she stay on so long? You got this gift, man. You just keep, they just hang up on me after a while. She's just staying on.
I can keep them on the phone.
Yeah, man.
DJ,
just one phone call to them, my friend.
He,
these girls on the phone.
He hit the right button. Trust me.
So I was like, you know, watch this. And so I called this lady. At like 3 o'clock in the morning, I had on the phone for an hour and a half.
Oh my God, for an hour and a half?
Yeah, I don't know how I did it. She just kept beating into it. So I kept throwing more BS in there.
Fine, whatever, man. That's whatever it takes. That's good.
I guess I just threw it out there, and she kept taking the bait. So I kept on giving it.
Good stuff, man. All right. I got an Egyptian woman at the Egyptian Tea Room and Cafe, and catering. Ooh, they cater. I wonder what they, what does a tea room cater? How do they cater? What do they cater? What do you think? I don't know. Shish kebabs?
I have an idea. Go ahead. I want some tea.
You want some tea? I got some.
Yeah, I want some tea.
Got some red tea. They got teas of every color now. They got white tea, red tea.
You know what? You know
green
what? As a matter of fact, my ex girlfriend lived down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
About 2 hours and change from where I live at. And me and my Mexican friend, who can't not speak Spanish, we went down there. They had this place, it was called, like, tea something. They had all kind of teas in there. They had teas, like, different names. I'm only used to the word Lipton. They had stuff like Monkey Butt and Princess Tabia and all kind of stuff.
It's all the same. How do you get some? It's like weed now. They got, like, you know, the creepy tea.
It looked like it, too, because I remember, I was like, well, I'm going to taste some of this stuff. And they had something that's called, like Rose and Blossom or something.
Yeah.
And you know, it sounded attractive.
Rose hips.
I had them brew me up some, and I took a little sip, and let's just say it didn't work too well. It kind of went back. I got my money back, and I left.
Good. You got to get your money back. Don't be afraid to get your money back.
Fuck that
shit, man. You know, when I go to Epcot over here, they got the Morocco Pavilion, like the Morocco, and they have no, like, every place in Epcot you go to, they got, like, a Mexico place, China, Japan, Germany. They all got a drink. They got alcohol. They got bars. Like, you go to Germany, you get yourself some German beers. You go to Mexico, you get yourself tequila, Coronas, margaritas. Britain, they got the ales and all this. And you go to Morocco, a damn Muslim country, you can't, all they got is tea. But they put like this rose water tea, and it kind of gets you loopy. I mean, it does. They got some like potent caffeine strain tea, Pineapple Express, Bahama Mama stuff. I don't know. They get around the rules. They know how to get around those rules there. They chew that cat. You ever heard of cat before? K-H-A-T?
I don't like talking about my personal business on the air.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. We don't want to get into that. But, hey, let's call the Egyptian Tea Room, all right, man?
Go for it.
All right, we're going to do that. Everybody, our good friend DJ Glowworm, any progress on that CD you've been working on for 3 years? Is that ever coming out?
As a matter of fact, I have been making progress. See, what I've been doing was kind of doing a whole bunch of calls and stuff. And
yeah.
What I did was I started going back and picking the ones out that I think were really funny.
Right.
So instead of people buying a CD and listening to, like, you know, this call is funny, the next one, you know, it's kind of funny, but it kind of dulls down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, everything's going to be hilarious. I had this one phone call, man. I called this refrigerating company, and I told them that they sold me a freezer with a Neanderthal in it.
Neanderthal.
I did a whole bunch of stuff. I called this place.
Encino Man.
Yeah, I called this paranormal place, and I told them how I did, you know, I did Fleeter, and I told them that my husband, I killed my husband by accident. He came back and he killed my cats, and now my cats are ghosts trying to kill me.
Nah.
And the whole time on the phone, I'm freaking out, playing all kind of cat sound effects in the background and stuff.
Oh, fuck. Dude.
I got a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Are your pranks up anywhere? Do you have, like, a MySpace page you want to throw out or anything like
actually,
that?
Actually, I never got around to making a MySpace page. I mean, I they're all on my computer.
Yeah.
And I don't really do the whole KDK thing much no more.
It's really easy.
Not on that either. My old stuff is on there, but none of my new material is.
Yeah, all right. Well,
a lot of my stuff is just on my hard drive.
All right, well, some of your older stuff is over at KDK Prank Calls and under DJ Glowworm, if you get a chance. I don't mind giving that out, KDKPrankCalls.com, Kill Death Kill.
Hi.
They're just kind of floating around my city a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know how they got there, but people got them.
People get, they float around, they get around. It's like getting pee out of a pool. Once it gets out there, it's out there. All right, Dad, don't go anywhere. We're going to do this next prank call, all right, my man?
No.
Okay, let's play some new music. What do you say? Let's play some Bob Marley, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that. Let's go get it. All right, hang on.
Hey, Carter, let's check your G-Talk, man.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm checking. Yeah, everybody, a Milkman.
Pass that message along for me, man. I can't do anything.
Yeah, I got you. Milkman's reporting. You got logged out accidentally of the Now Live room, the syndicate room, and you can't get back
right,
in now?
Yeah. I had to refresh, and now I can't get back in.
Is there anything we can do to get to kick out Milkman's ghost, using him in there so we can get him back in the syndicate room? Much appreciated. If Dino or any of the guys there
Milkman
have a...
Milkman 82.
Yeah, we see you there.
Already in use, it keeps telling me.
Yeah. You tried cleaning out your cookies and all that? Didn't work?
I tried shutting the browser down, restarting it even.
All right, well, we're working on it, man. The word's out. We'll let you know.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anytime.
Good job, DJ Glowworm.
Yeah!
Now, please enter the number you wish to...
We got this crackle on the line because of the storm. It sucks.
Egyptian Tim, this is Mandy.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name again?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
Mandy.
Mandy, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, I have some questions for you. It says cafe and catering. What kind of catering do y'all do?
We basically have all of our whole menu, and we serve a lot of different sandwiches and stuff like that.
Sorry to cut you off. Do they have like those little tiny pita sandwiches?
We don't make like pita sandwiches. We have a gyro, or we had different like pita pizzas or stuff like that we do with the pita.
Okay, so what kind of what's the most popular trays y'all have?
We have turkey sandwiches on focaccia bread as well as ham.
What was that again? You said what was that? Nova Scotia bread.
Focaccia bread. It's basically like an herbal white bread. It's got
so it got weed in it.
No.
Oh, it's that herbal. That's the first word that came. Sorry about that.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead. I apologize.
That's fine. And then we put filled greens and like a pesto mayonnaise on it.
Pesto? Y'all put like you said pesto. So y'all put like bugs and stuff in there.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of trying to figure this out. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's okay. We also have more extravagant dishes like salmon.
I have a question. Sorry to cut you off. I never really did too good in school. So the word extravagant, does that mean the same thing as scrumptious or delicious?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, you know, we have a whole menu and everything. If you wanted to come in, you can take a look at it.
See, that's the thing. Right now, my car, it got stolen yesterday. This dude down the street said I owed him some money for some crack. See, I never done crack in my life. He said I like a crackhead. So I can't come down there right now. That's why I decided to call you and, you know, see if you can help me out this way.
Okay, well, I do have a lot of customers I have to deal with, so as far as convenience goes, if you wanted to call back at a later time, then somebody can be more thorough with the menu.
Ma'am, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm black. I have anger problems. You about to make me raise hell.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can actually have you talk to the owner if you want, and you could be angry with him.
That sounds good. Let me do that.
Okay.
I ain't say nothing about no bathroom. Well, I don't recall saying nothing about no bathroom.
Oops.
The whispering.
Sure, what can I help you with?
Okay, first of all, I don't appreciate people whispering secrets and stuff about me, because I heard the whispering. I don't know what was said, but she said something about this Batman.
The lady was bringing me to attention that you had some concerns. What is your
I heard something that said the black man on the phone, I think I should hang it up. That's what I heard.
No, I think you heard incorrectly. But anyhow, what is the point that you wanted to address with me?
Okay, the point I have to address is I'm trying to figure out what kind of dishes y'all have. She said something about y'all have like herbal sandwiches and scrumptious dishes, but I'm not sure as to what kind of food y'all serving.
Well, I believe she already gave you a description of what food we had. I overheard her. She told you we had turkey sandwiches, we have hamburgers, we have salads, we do breakfast items at breakfast time, we have pastries, we have desserts, we have chicken kebabs, we have a full team menu. I'm not really at liberty right now to explain the whole menu to you. We're trying to run a business, and I have other customers to attend to. So have I addressed your needs? Are you aware of what kind of food we carry, yes?
That's a negative. That's negative.
I can't go through the whole menu with you, sir. My best recommendation is you can come on down to our establishment, take a look at our menu, and try our food.
I have a question. What is an establishment?
Sorry?
What's an establishment? I'm not trying to sound stupid, but I don't understand.
Establishment is, in this case, it's a business.
I can't understand words that have, like, four syllables.
Okay. Well, sir, listen, I'm going to have to let you go. I wish you all the best. Should you wish to come down at some time and pay us a visit at the restaurant?
I wish you the best, too. Maybe you can get some better customer care.
Will do. You have a good day, sir.
You do that. Your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama. I thought we would have run out by minutes by then. The line is so bad. We got a trouble. I don't know if you heard earlier, but we got a trouble.
I heard about it, man. I was thinking, oh, man, my boy Carlito. See, but then I forgot you was like Puerto Rican or something, so I figured like, he can just run and jump over to Georgia.
Oh, we survived. Puerto Ricans, that's just nothing.
Yeah,
this
you can just run week. Over here and, you know, just jump over into Georgia and come stay at my house. Quality soul food.
Yeah, we'll be at quality soul food. Pork rice and beans.
No,
man.
It's more like chicken and SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs. Dude, I got my spam, though.
SpaghettiOs.
Tell you what, I got my spam and everything, man. I'm telling you. Had it all ready for nothing. The lights didn't go out. I might break into the spam here before the show's over.
No, spam looks like grounded up. I don't like spam.
I'm kind of upset. You know, not to get... I want to apologize to Athena. I want to apologize to Athena. I got upset at her. We went to Walmart for our hurricane shopping. What did we get, Athena? We got water, right? Tuna, peanut butter. You know, my idea for hurricane preparation, I buy a loaf of bread. I get some peanut butter. You can live off of that for a while. I get some crackers, the big green tin. You ever see the big green tin, Puerto Rican-style saltines?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, you got to look at it. It's good stuff. You can eat for a whole week just off of crackers, and I've done it before when I'm poor. And we got some spam, and all the regular spam was gone, empty. They had Spam Light, and they had bacon spam. And I was like, bacon spam? You know, that sounds kind of good. Spam with bacon. Bacon-flavored spam. I don't know how they do it, but it sounded good.
Is it good?
I don't know, because we can't find it. Look, we've torn the house down and everything, and I've been looking for it all over the place. I can't... So I don't know if we didn't put it... I don't know if it didn't get checked out, or if it stayed in the card, or we just lost it when it got here. Can't find the bacon spam. I was getting ready to put it on the George Foreman grill. I was going to slice it thin. I'm putting that Foreman grill, I'm putting it between some bread. Oh, I can't find it.
That was really good.
Yeah, man.
You know my kind of idea for hurricane preparations would be?
What was that?
A penthouse, a bottle of Hennessy, and a watermelon.
And a watermelon, big-ass watermelon, just cut it up. That's a good idea, you know? If I could have a watermelon, it's too much sugar for me. I'm diabetic, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah, man. All right, hey, Glowworm, man, thanks for calling in. It's been fun, my friend.
All right, bro, you be easy, man.
Hey, you too, and keep in touch, my man. It's always good hearing from you.
Will do.
All right, bro, see you, man.
All right, bro. All right.
All right, man, that is DJ Glowworm. Warm. Good friend of the show. Excellent pranker.
That's my bro, man. You know, we've been pranking for probably more than like 4 years, dude. Clear back even before we even started mad at how long me and DJ been pranking, dude.
You can wear for a while.
Why, man?
I love this voice changer. You see how it lights up whenever I'm talking to you? I don't know if you can see it on mic.
You got the megaphone!
On the camera. I don't know if you can see it on the camera. Why is the video frozen? The video frozen.
I can't get your camera up, dude.
I don't know what happened to the camera. It's frozen. There it goes. It's acting real slow.
I don't know, dude. What's going on, man? I got Barry on here, and that's the only one I got.
I think the video is messed up.
And then the rain.
Oh, it's Mr. C and Sidekick. And all party.
Yeah. Anyway, anytime I talk
into the bullhorn, the lights like
yeah, light up real quick here on the side. Looks kind of cool.
Anyway, dude, this sucks, man. Now the video's messed up. The line is really crackling, and it's not because of anything except for the fact that it's the weather.
A lot of bandwidth, so the video's probably not holding that.
Yeah, it's freezing up again. I could restart it if I wanted to. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, so
as long as don't kill the show, dude. Don't kill the show, man. We got it going on now, baby.
Yeah, we do. Put some music here. Someone requested some Curtis Mayfield. I'm a big fan of his music. Pusher Man.
All right,
brother. There we go. Put some Curtis Mayfield here in the background while we get ready for the next prank. We got a lot of requested pranks in here that I said earlier we need to get to.
I want to thank whoever did that for me, Dino, whoever.
Right on, right on. Yes, good. Yeah, you're back in there. I got a lot of people. Got a lot of people checking in.
Boys over there said they get radio. They're sharp units.
Right, right, right. We got a lot of people checking in here tonight. So yeah, we got to keep doing the prank calls. I'm gonna call the chat Cafe Indian Cuisine. That's in Roseville, California.
Who kisses the jukebox?
Let me. I gotta charge up the.
Look at the bacon.
I heard about that. That's nasty. I gotta charge up. I saw that before. I gotta charge up the phone card here real quick. On my limited funds, but I still gotta do it. It's only like $5. It's okay. Anyway, listen to this prank call we were playing earlier by DJ Glowworm. Cha Cha Chicken. It's a funny call. It's about 4 minutes long. That should give me enough time to charge up the card and get back into business here. Just a moment, more prank calls in a few minutes, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, mister.
Yes?
Y'all have food?
If you have a... have what you say?
Y'all have food. You know,
food?
Like SpaghettiOs.
No, SpaghettiOs, no. Actually, this
but
is...
Thomas said for me... to call and get some food, because we're supposed to go, me and my little sister supposed to go next door, but my grandma, she drank all the time. She an alcoholic, and she passed out, and we hungry.
Okay, so your mommy's going to come out here?
No, my mommy told me to call y'all and get some food.
And you're going to pick it up?
Well, how much is it?
All right, look, I have one plate of three pieces with two sides. The price is $8.60.
Well, see, my little sister, she allergic to chicken. Do y'all have anything kosher?
No, man.
Oh, well, see, my grandma, she told my mama that... she was gonna come down there and pick it up, but she done passed out from drinking all the alcohol.
Okay.
So, y'all can't bring it to my house.
What exactly you living?
See,
you living around the area?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm in the backyard up in the treehouse because there's somebody in our house. But me and my sister, we so hungry.
Where exactly you are?
Where am I at?
Uh-huh.
I'm at my house.
But where is your house? Where is located?
I'm in my tree house in the backyard. My little sister.
But I need the address of your tree house. What's the
my tree house?
Not the tree house. I need the address of your.
It's in the backyard. You see me up there. I got a flashlight and everything.
But the thing is that we don't deliver.
See, my grandma, she was gonna come get it. I went over there, and my grandma, she got mad, and she kicked the cat out the house. And she told my mama she was gonna.
You in around the area, around Ocean Avenue, people? I don't know where is your house. I don't know the
I'm in my tree house in the
I
backyard.
Know where you are in your tree house, but I need the address to get there. What's the address
see,
of your house?
Mister, sir, I'm only 9.
Wait,
my grandma,
how old are you?
She won't get up. I talk because my mom, when she had me, she was a crackhead.
Like I say, man, if you're living around here, maybe I can deliver it, but you have to give me the address.
Well, if you want to, I can meet you down the street on my bicycle. And I'll give you the food stamps. All we need is some chicken.
Look, man, I don't have any bills now, so.
I mean, because, see, my grandma, she got some money, but I'm scared to go over there, because she's crazy.
But I already called the police. That if your grandma is an alcoholic and that crazy, you should call
my grandma's house, because she had told my mama she had me some cookies.
And where's your mama right now?
And I finger painted a picture for my grandma, and she threw it in my face, and paint got everywhere, and then she kicked me.
And your little sister, how old is she?
My grandma, she's old.
No, your little sister.
What was that, mister?
Where is your little sister?
She's sleeping.
All right, look, man, I got people, I'm busy right now. So, give me a call again and see what can I do for you.
Get my grandma up. Can you come drive me? Because she's drunk.
I see what can I do for you. Just give me a call later.
Okay, good. Right? I think we're fixed. Wonderful.
Yeah, man.
Let me know, everybody in Syndicate. And let me know if that video's back, everybody in the mouth. And then Syndicate, let me know if we're back up.
Yeah, video's back, man.
On both ends? Good. We got confirmation. All right, good. We fixed it. Thank you, sirs. Awesome. All right, give me a second here. We're going to do the next print call of the night.
Yeah.
The phone card is charged up again. We've got that's the numbers in the UK. See if we got an international card we can use. And Lutz and Loser sending in tons of numbers. Ooh, we got Dunkin' Donuts. It's been a while since we had fun with the Dunkin' Donuts. Just going to give one a call. This Dunkin' Donuts here is in L.A. Whittier Boulevard. Any idea where that is, Milkman? Whittier Boulevard, know where that is?
What is it called? Whittier Boulevard?
Whittier.
Well, I don't know that one there, Chuck. You know that one? I don't know that one.
Bullshit. I'll tell you.
I think it's downtown, dude.
Hello. Good afternoon, or evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Sorry about that thing earlier. I have a theory for you.
Okay.
I think the reason why your line's crackling is because of the extreme weather going on down there.
Yeah, I can look at right now. It's real. You guys can't see in the cam. My cam isn't that good, but it's coming down in sheets. Like, you know, when they come, I don't know if you ever heard of sheeting rain, but it comes down like in almost like in waves. I can see it hitting the parking lot, and it travels. It's really wicked. Let me look at the radar real quick here. I'm going to take a look at the radar.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Can you put that up on the cam?
My fat cat's calling.
I can.
I'm not going to pick up.
It'll screw everything up. If anybody wants to see what I'm talking about, go to, like, you know, NOAA or whatever. Look at the weather radar for, like, Florida, and you see I'm in Orlando, and you just see it's a big swirl, and this is a big line of storms that just keeps coming and coming and coming. It keeps hitting us and hitting us. Let's say we're going to get a little bit of a break here around 1 o'clock in the morning. Looks like it's thinning out a little bit.
Are you going to take shelter, or what?
No shelter. No. After that, there's another big twirly bird of more storms that's probably going to go through Tampa and then come right into us. So
is this like the third time it's made landfall already?
Third time, and they're expecting a fourth landfall. God.
Oh, man. God.
Yeah, it's a storm that will not die. It's a storm that will not die. All right, you're on cam over there, C2,
yeah,
huh?
Tomorrow.
And number four, you like those white shirts, don't you?
Well, I was wearing my black shirt earlier, but I took it off, and then fucking Artie took his shit off, and
yeah,
I nearly vomited, so I put mine back on, thinking he would, and he didn't, so I said, you know what, fuck that bit.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, look at the...
Anyways,
those white shirts, I hate to interrupt you, but those white shirts, to me, they stick to my skin too much. They're not too comfortable. I don't feel good. I wear them as undershirts, but not... They make me look thinner. When I wear them, you know, if I have them under whatever else I'm wearing, but, like, just wearing them by themselves, they stick to the skin, and they give me man boobs, and, you know, right there, I got the man boob problem. It's not comfortable.
Man boob.
Yeah.
Sounds like a name of a movie.
Mamboob?
Oh, well.
All right.
Well, I have a proposal for you.
What's your proposal? Yeah, give me your proposal.
I don't know if I've really never tried this before.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to... No, it's not that. But could possibly use a prank phone call using the Blue Iris soundboard
mm-hmm.
over there at the phone.
Okay. Is it going to sound good?
Right here.
Is it going to sound
good? I don't know because, you know... You've listened to the ones.
I've already heard you do it.
And you've aired one of them. Those are kind of... There's a few spots where I had to cut shit out, like, just, you know, dead silence. They don't talk, you know?
Right.
It really slows shit down, and so that's... And I really don't want to, you know, slow shit down. I just want to go snap, snap, and...
Well,
you gotta be fast. You gotta be fast with it. If you think you
can do gotta be on the button.
We'll give it a shot. How about we call
the crazy thing about the Shopko call,
mm-hmm.
That was snap, snap, snap. And that guy was just now I have a couple of lines here, and I'm afraid to use some of them because, you know, they might hang up. Here's one of them. Oh, sorry, I'm on mute. Okay, give me just...
Unmute.
Yeah, I need to turn my fucking volume down. I'm stupid ass.
That's
okay,
right.
Here we go.
I think I'm going to come.
It's going to be louder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, louder?
Louder. It's going to be louder. If you're going to do it, we've got to be louder.
I have four fingers up my wet tongue.
All right, that's workable. Even a little bit louder than that. Can you get any louder than that?
I have four fingers up my wet tongue.
There you go, that's
is
perfect.
That better?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you think it could be faster than that, we'll call it Dunkin' Donuts and I'll let you go wild and see if it works out, all right?
Let's do this shit.
Okay, now, this is a Dunkin' Donuts in what do we say, Whittier Boulevard? I'm going to call Torrance instead. This is an Indian woman who answered. Maybe it'll be, well, it might be fun to mess with her, an Indian
epic.
Lady. Epic. Well, look at you, Mr. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, what was that? All right, hang on, everybody. Okay, it's got to be louder. You're close. You had it before.
Oh, yeah, I've been holding still.
I have four fingers up my wet tongue.
That works right there. See, gangrene's chicken. Hey, gangrene. All right, don't go anywhere, man. We're gonna do that prank call. Hang on, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, shit, already. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Hello,
Daily
Donut,
how
have you?
Oh, I've got someone on the phone. How are
Hello?
You? Hi. How are you?
Well, that went absolutely nowhere.
Okay, we're not doing the Blue Iris assembly.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh my God.
Fucking amazing, man.
That was damn. So funny.
I don't get what's
outdoing
juice.
To place a call, press 1.
Yeah, the soundboards, unless you get something piped in directly to the phone line, I don't think it's going to work. All right, Omega Mark.
Do you have a program that can do that?
No, I don't.
And I can do it for next show if I can get in.
Maybe. Work on that.
That's
work on
him
it.
To come up with the program.
And that's something, a point for personal improvement. All right, Omega Mark is sending an IM here. Says, Carlito, I got an idea for the best prank. You need someone that has a southern white accent and someone that can talk like a black woman. And they're married and you can call a guy about talking dirty to his wife. And the white guy is the son of the local KKK leader, and he's married to a black girl. That's a lot of reading.
And you're sending me this through...
Sounds like a concept for him to do.
Sounds like a concept, yeah. We got to work on that. It sounds like something I can't do the last time.
I can't help
him
you with
a southern accent. I've tried southern accents.
Let him
hard.
Do that.
Yeah, well, gangrene
okay.
might
well, like, the last time I called, and you sent me stuff through AIM, and I didn't see it because that shit stays hidden.
Oh, that's not good. Don't
do
that.
Is he still talking?
Okay, well, it's up right now.
I mean,
I'm calling the Indian cuisine. This is as Hoja Indian cuisine.
Is Kaya not hung up yet?
I'll start it off, and you jump in when you feel the need, all right?
Oh, I think
okay,
you actually lost
you're going
your
to play
Cardito.
What
and
I'm going to play what.
I don't know. I'm just going to kind of go with it, you know?
All right.
Just jump. We're go off the cuff. Just jump in when you can, all right, man?
Alrighty.
There's some more Curtis
and
Mayfield.
No, Omega Mark, I am not his kid.
You can tell me.
Okay.
Stand up for yourself. Okay.
Fuck it.
I just want to know why they shit in my poo.
Hush, not child.
I don't like turds in my poo.
The good news is I've been talking to Will as he's in the syndicate room.
Good Indian, how may I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Is this the Indian place?
Yes,
That's the Indian place.
Okay, you guys do naan bread with the onions inside.
Yes.
And, hey, did you know that some people, like if you have trace amounts of peanuts, that they can actually like maybe choke on the food? Do you guys have peanuts at all that you cook with there?
Kind of.
I don't say that word.
Well, see, the problem is my he's not. Well, I say he's my roommate. I mean, you won't tell anybody that we're actually like in a relationship, kind of, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any qualms about homosexuals and stuff? I mean, he's my partner, you know? Like, we say roommate and...
Really? Hello? I'm sorry.
This is serious business, okay?
Okay, yeah. I understand this is serious business, but I'm here trying to take your order, not to listen to your serious...
No, but we... Oh, wow. That is very nasty. Very nasty. Look, we came in and we had food. We ordered some food today, right? Ma'am?
Yes.
Please, are you going to be nasty to us, or are you going to be nice?
Hello, honey?
He's allergic to peanuts, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and then we had a meal, and his throat is swollen up really bad.
When did you have the meal? I'm the chef here, please.
Yesterday.
Yo, I choked on your goddamn peanuts.
He's not doing too good. Okay, so what we want to know, if you can test, did you hang up? What'd you scare her off for, Cayenne Pepper? God, I was gonna be a good prank, Cayenne. You know that?
What happened?
Well, she hung up the phone. Let me try to call
to
her back.
To place a call,
I'm
press
scared of your redneck voice.
Call the area code followed by the pound sign.
You've changed her voice.
No.
Okay.
Hello.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. This is serious, though. We had a meal there. And I think he's having an allergic reaction to something he ate. He ate the leftovers from my meal. And I know, how often do you use peanuts? You do use peanuts a lot?
You know what, you son of a gun? I'll call the police right now and ask them to tape the call, okay?
Why don't you just say son of a bitch, you stupid cock? What's your problem?
You know what? Just
bring it.
Listen, lady. I really...
She hung up. She hung up. She called me a son of a gun and she's going to... Oh, God.
Where Ben was doing it? That's my third.
Hi.
I'm going to call her back. I'm not scared.
I thought she said she has a gun. I said we heard that differently.
You go solo on this to begin with.
All right, well.
And I'll...
I got an idea. Hang on.
The officer is here. He's calling me from the outside, okay? Tell the officer that the call is coming.
Hello?
Ma'am. Are you there?
She's calling somebody. I don't know. I can't get
what?
In.
Where does she get off on this shit?
All right. Okay.
You really could, yeah, well, you know. You really could.
Call.
I have the fixed phone number here. That she can call. She can call back, too.
Got a homo and a hard ass on the phone.
I got a last... I got a full name. Johnny Bukkake.
Johnny Bukkake?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to call another Indian restaurant. Hang on. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay. All right.
Now Kaya's gone. God, this phone's killing me. A lot of people in the chat room today, huh?
Chat Cafe?
Hey, God, do you have trace peanuts at all in your food?
No, we do have cashews and a few items, though.
Oh, my God. Well, my roommate, we call him roommate, you know. I don't know if you guys are opposed to same-sex things, but, you know, What? Hello? Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mike. What can I do for you?
All right, Big Mike, check this out. My roommate, he's actually kind of my live-in partner. He's allergic to shell nuts, walnuts, peanuts. I think he's allergic to cashews also. And
okay,
he had some leftovers from 2 days ago. And
what did you order? What was the food?
He had some naan bread, and apparently his throat is all swollen up, and he's in the hospital right now.
Oh.
So, I mean, is there a possibility there were trace amounts of cashews in it?
No. We only put it within the biryani, and it's on the other side of the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what he had. Also, see, I had the biryani. I had to order that, but I think they were touching it because I put the naan bread on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to need, like, your social security number or, like, the tax ID or something because I need to, like, draft up some papers.
Oh, I just work here, man. I don't. You need to call back and talk to the owners about something like
well,
that.
Well, who's like in charge right now? You?
Well, I guess I'm in charge. Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll go with that. All right. So, what was your name again?
My name's Mike.
All right, got your name, Mike. Is it Michael, or how does it look on your birth certificate?
Well, my name's Mike.
Am
who
I?
Who is this?
This is Valente. And
okay,
now Ryan is my roommate slash guy friend. And
all right. I mean, are you regulars in here? Would I know you if I saw you?
No, we got a recommendation. Our friend told us we checked online, and then he gave us these. Oh yeah, they're good. Good non bread.
Right.
So
well, I feel for what's going on. I'm sorry what happened, but I feel more comfortable if you came in person and we talked about this.
Well, I'm in the hospital right now. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically, I mean, they rejected his insurance because he's kind of like. You know, he's not really on my insurance, although we try to get it to work out, but it doesn't work out like that in this state, really. So they just gave us a bill, and in order to pump his stomach, they're going to... It's a lot. It's about... I think it comes out to about $428. So I don't know what you can do to help out, because if not, he's not going to be able to breathe much longer. And I kind of hold you. I mean, if you're answering the phone, that's okay. But it's just a call. And it's the buck. You know, you can't pass the buck. So I'm thinking maybe.
As far as what?
Well, as far as responsibility, sir.
Because I answer the phone.
Basically, I mean, yeah, you're the point of contact here, Mike.
Yeah. I just.
I mean, do you want to maybe blame the chef? Who cooked it? Do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure. What day was this?
2 days ago. Do you people?
I just don't know how liable they are, you know, legally. I mean,
well, I'm an attorney.
Yeah, but it's posted. It's posted right here at the register that there is cashews in the item that we put cashews in.
But
right
is there? I mean, they told them specifically there's no cashews or peanuts in the naan bread. And the next thing happens, he eats the naan bread, and all of a sudden he's got hives, and his throat's the size of like a you know when a bullfrog goes like that. It's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I want you to, you know, kind of handle this problem. I'm not gonna handle it.
Yeah, well, come on in.
Well,
we can talk about it. You know, I have the owner here. And we can get everything all straightened out.
How far away are you guys from MLK Boulevard?
From where?
MLK Boulevard.
I don't know where that's at.
You know, Martin Luther King Boulevard.
I was that in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm drafting up papers now,
okay.
And I mean, I'm holding you personally responsible. What's your last name?
Well, you know, I'm gonna ask you to come in. You know, I'm not gonna give you any of my information over the telephone. I don't know who you are. As far as I know, none of this is even happening. I mean, I have no idea what's going on. I'm not gonna give any of my information up over the phone.
Are we gonna play hardball? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me yes or no. Hardball. Do you want to play hardball or softball? How do you want to play this?
Excuse me. Hold a moment, please.
Okay. See, I bet you they put peanuts in her food, too.
Right, naan, or the
naan.
How are you doing there, Tim?
And add one more.
All right, good
for you. Naan with it. Okay. And then I will take...
Tell him his chocolate fell in your peanut butter.
Chocolate's in my peanut butter.
And then I'll take one roti kebab.
The wrap?
What is roti wrap, yeah. And one, am I getting hungry?
Cucumber or potato salad?
Cucumber. And, you know what? I'm going to...
Tell him I didn't hear you informing that lady that her stuff might have nuts in it.
Yeah, let me get her on that. This is taking a long time. God, it's still raining. Oh, God, it's taking forever. Might just call back. This is costing me minutes. mints aren't cheap.
Like
I don't think everybody who's listening right now.
This is Madhouse Radio. You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Machine. You can call in after this prank call at 1-888-278-8509. You can also reach me at Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com, be sure to visit the websites.
We got beer.
SyndicateRadio.tv and, of course, madhouselive.com.
Beer.
Be sure to check out our podcast, our forums. You can see that big sandwich. I mean, how about that sandwich, huh, Milkman? I can still taste it.
Hey, boy, he's got man boobies.
I pone is saying that's a huge order. I think that lady's ordering for the whole Taliban. I think so, too. Omega Mark, go to the forums.
Like a double order of banner, please.
Go to the forums on madhouselive.com and look for in the forums. You'll see in the general tab, you'll see Carlito's big ass weekend sandwich. Whole story there about a sandwich.
Yeah, how was the sandwich, by the way?
Oh my God. Athena, best sandwiches ever, right? The sandwiches we had on Friday?
Zev is asking for you to do the ask that minute.
Dude,
prayer.
That sandwich is bigger than my head, like Milkman said. Oh, it was so good. I savored it. Savored that sandwich. Oh, man, it was perfect. No mustard on that sandwich. Still no answer here. Still waiting for this gentleman to come back. Very rude, very disrespectful of him to put me in hold for so long.
Hello, sir.
What's that with him?
Hello, hello.
God, is this taking a long time? You know, what else can I do here to waste time? If anybody has a UK or a international card that we can use, so we can do some UK calls. Lonesome Lucy doesn't have one. The one that Milkman has ran out of funds. He can't buy anymore. I'm gonna hang up on this call.
Oh no.
Well, no, they run out. After a while, they run out, man. It just happens. Mr.
I mean, I bought I bought like 7 of them.
Yeah.
And they lasted like 7 months, but you know, I haven't been back home since first week of January. So as soon as I get back, I'll get over here to the camel truck and I'll get some more.
Oh crap! Zara's asking, can you buy international cards online? Yeah, you can. Yeah, sure. Just there's a lot of places you can buy international cards online. You got to look. Lonesome Loser knows one. He tried to buy it, but it's a company, and I've used them before. Where you when you buy it, for some weird reason, they actually call you to confirm first. Like you place your order. Let's say you buy a phone card, and it says enter your phone number. You enter it, and it's okay. They call you back. And actually, they literally call you back and say, oh, yeah, we'll make sure that you want to buy this phone card. Yes, I do. Okay, good. Here's your PIN number. Here's your. I don't know why they take it so seriously, but they do. Anyway, let's take a break, man. It's almost midnight.
Because probably jackasses like here are using those phone cards to call up the UK at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They probably got it wise to you.
They finally figured us out.
Yeah, what Huff said.
That's what he said. That's what she said.
When I get back, I'm going to set it up, Hermano, actually. Yeah, if I get a hold of my buddy PSP, man.
Yeah?
He's got the access. He can go grab me a few of the cards there.
All he's got.
PSP, man. He's over here in our chat. It's the 98.6 mouth.
Yeah.
And he might be able to get a hold of something for me.
Oh, yeah, PSP, so, man. Yeah, grab, you know.
I'm going to take a tour of Minnesota.
Right.
So while I'm there, I'm going to contact him and have him just grab me a few, send him some funds and have him grab me a few.
Yeah.
We'll be back in business.
Man,
and
that's fine.
Won't have to cry anymore, the big wanker.
Yeah, in the meantime, I can probably find one at a store around here. There's international. They got like little Mexican stores around here that have like, you know, we have phone cards, you know, and they got like you can buy a special one. Depending on the country you want to buy, that's the card you buy. If you want to call Mexico, they got a Mexico card.
The one I get, dude. It's from the Arab guys, and the reason I get those is because whenever the number shows up, it shows an American number, right?
Right.
But when you call the number, it goes and answers and says, "Please enter your PIN now." So even though they think they got your number, they never get anywhere. So it's like untraceable.
Exactly. Those are the good ones right there, where they trace back to when I asked for your PIN number exactly. Another option, if we had Skype, I know like sometimes Ted would call in. And he's got the ability to do that on Skype. He's
Miss Ted.
Yeah, Ted's the man. Yeah, good wish.
He's been here.
Is he? Oh, God, Ted's here. Hey, Ted. Yeah, Ted's here. Hey, man. What's up, Ted?
No, just kidding. Let me look.
Ted's the man.
Hello.
Busy man. Busy.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Ted. Welcome, Ted. Good to see you, bro. How's everything? How's school? How's work? How's the old lady? Is he?
I was busy for a while there. I was trying to finish a home remodel, and I got it done. Remodeled the bathroom, remodeled the bedroom. Everything else is the same.
That's cool. Well, good. You got a new bathroom, new bedroom. There you go, man. Moving on up. Put some tile down, all that stuff. That's awesome.
He's like the Home Depot man. Yeah. There, you know.
I think I lost a little weight doing all that work.
Funnier.
Now I got to find another source of exercise.
Yeah, Ted. Do you know anything about fixing ceilings? We'll fly you out of here, man. We got a tropical storm hitting us, and now our roof. Ted's gonna go. Ted's like a whole handyman. Now he's like Handyman Negri. He'll go up there with a hammer and some plywood. He'll fix anything now, man. He put down tile. That looks hard.
Yeah, one of my coworkers was like, "You know how to do that stuff?" He's like, "I'm gonna have you over for dinner sometime." I'm like, "No. I'm not getting in that trap."
Oh, geez. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, watch out for that. Yeah, but tiling, that looks like some back-breaking work. Yes, Milkman, go ahead, sir.
Hermano.
Yes, please.
Hey, I want to ask you, can you get Ted to hook up with that call? Hey, man, we'll get you somebody with the scoops, man. Have Bubba Johnson call.
Oh, yes.
Look at the super echoes, man.
This is a great call, man. It sounds like he'd be talking to himself.
Ted,
you can play it for Ted so he can hear it.
I don't know why you're hearing an echo. Milkman's mentioning we've been prank calling this this casino with a black guy who sounds just like Bubba Johnson. We got to give that place a call back tonight. As a matter of fact, let's take a break, guys. I got to take a break. We'll be going on 2 hours straight here. Got to take a break. Got to take a breather. My legs are running out of juice.
Athena, pull Carlito's finger.
Pull it, Athena. She knows that joke. She doesn't fall for that. Anyway, when we get back,
oh yeah,
all right.
She's on to you.
All right. Anyway, we're gonna take a break here real quick, about 5 minutes. When we call back, we got a lot of numbers to call. And Lonesome Loser, don't worry about the international car. We got plenty of local. We got plenty of domestic U.S. numbers to call. Don't worry about it, man. Anyway, when we get back, we got a lot of numbers to call here. We got the 7-Elevens. All over the country, Circle K. We got a few Dunkin' Donuts here. We got another Indian cuisine here, Indian cafe we haven't called yet. We've got another.
Manchot.
We got Al Masri Egyptian restaurant, Aladdin traditional Egyptian.
Yeah, I did a thing to an Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
And I got him to start swearing back at me in Hindi. It was pretty funny too.
Oh man, you got a link for it? We'll play it. I always love when the Indians get mad and start cursing in Hindi. That's always fun. Banchod, Madarchod. It's always fun.
There's actually a song on YouTube called Suta Namila. Uh-huh. It means something like I lost my cigarette.
Okay.
But the chorus of the song is Banchod, Madarchod, Banchod. It's like freaking hilarious.
It's like Indian.
I didn't know there were Indian stoners.
Indian Two Live Crew. All right, so we got a bunch of Greek restaurants here that came in as well that we got to hit up. And also, do we have those request to pranks that we got to call too? So don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. As I said, this is Madhouse Radio. And be sure to visit the website over at madhouselive.com. It is now 11:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back, and it'll be Friday, officially. It'll be past midnight. Imagine that. Woo, Friday.
Wow.
Show your titties.
Cool Carlito's finger now, Athena.
All right, she did. Just a moment, folks.
Works every time.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas, and my niggerettes.
right. What's up, everybody? A little bit of Wu-Tang Clan. Gotta love the Wu.
You go, Fat Boys now.
ODB represent. Fat Boys. Fat Boys.
Hey, man, we got you. We gotta do a special shout out, man. Look who we got in chat here. He's 21 today.
Who 21 today?
The Warriors.
The Warriors 21 years old.
21 on Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday. Oh, dude. Hey, Tuck. I forgot to mention Tuck. Happy birthday, guys. Tuck also had a birthday. When was it? Wednesday?
Happy
Thursday?
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Woo. All right. Happy birthday, guys.
Yo, he's birthday boy.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of.
I hate to say this, but Mr. C was offering this. If anyone wants to sit on his lap, he'd give him a birthday spanking. I hope I don't have any pictures in here.
Some birthday spin. I just miss Hollywood. Hollywood was just calling in. We just missed him. Oh, man.
Oh, Hollywood. He'll be back. He's over in Hollywood is actually in the syndicate in the mouth.
That's good. We got a lot of people calling in. Steven is asking, don't mean to bother you here, but I'm just curious. Canada.
New listeners also, man.
Yeah, I hate.
Nathan is a big gamer head, and she stopped in, and she's enjoying it live as well.
Yeah, I hate to mention, yes, Canada is
also here, also listening to it live.
Canada calls our international, my friend. I'm very sorry to let you know about that, but sorry to let you know, Steven. I don't think we can do your request to prank this week. I apologize. I wish we could, man. Usually we can do the international calls.
We will put that on our list of things to do right now, but our international calling service is down. I'm
not going to be able to help you out. Please try again later.
What's up, Hollywood? How you doing, man?
I am freaking tired.
I wasn't
my second job.
I wasn't expecting you to make it tonight.
I wasn't expecting either, man. We got out early.
Hell yeah. What is that, your voiceover work or something else?
No, it's another job. I got a second job.
Oh, delivering newspapers. Nice.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, good.
I actually fold them.
You fold them.
Plastic bag.
You fold them and your wife throws them? Awesome.
Yeah.
Remember the game Paperboy? I used to love that game.
Man.
Oh, man. I go. I might fire up the old emulator here after the show tonight, play some Paperboy.
360. Remember that one?
Paperboy 360?
No, just 360. That is Skate or Die.
Oh, I played that in the arcade. Yeah, 360.
Oh, yeah, that was an awesome game, dude. That was the first skateboarding game.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think TNC. Remember TNC? Remember that TNC game had skateboarding in it, though? But not like that, though. Not like that.
Paperboy was. Remember they had the handlebars for the controller?
Yeah. In the arcade. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Good times. Yeah. I miss good classic. I remember the old Turtles, the first Turtle, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Four player,
heck yeah. And then the Simpsons 4-player game came out. And
yeah.
And they had the, what was the other one?
You know what the first 4-player game was, don't you?
Hang on, let me think here. The first 4-player game. I'm good at the arcade, I'm good at my arcade history, but I can't figure it out. I don't know, it was a basketball game, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, it wasn't that one? It was
Gauntlet, right. Very good, Omega.
Gauntlet, yeah, this makes sense, yeah. That was cool. I remember Gauntlet, yeah. And then they had that new Gauntlet that came out for Nintendo 64, and they tried it for the arcade, too. It sucked, yeah, it did. Heck yeah, Gauntlet. Awesome, man. Wow, you brought back some memories. That is awesome.
Dude, I have that ability.
The first arcade game that I beat... me and my friend Carl. I had another friend. My name is Carlos, and my other friend Carlos Rivera. We beat that Double Dragon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I remember.
At the end, we had to fight each other. I remember that too.
Yeah,
that was great. Yeah.
You had the elbow. You had to press two.
God,
buttons.
I love Double Dragon.
Elbow.
That was some fun ass shit.
Yeah, man, that first Double Dragon was awesome. Oh
yeah.
Man, oh dude.
What was cool is you could actually beat each other's ass. You could turn it so you could attack each other. Man, I would just beat the shit out of the guy playing against.
I think we spent about $50 on that game in one night. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but we spent a lot of money in one night. We were like, fuck that, we're beating this game. Another game, I think me and my friend Tommy, we beat the Terminator 2 arcade game, the shooting one.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think,
that was a cool one.
I think we burned through like 35, like between the two of us, I think we burned through like $30 in quarters. That game was hard, man. The original.
Mickey's also talking about California games. Remember that one?
Yeah.
You use a pencil to go back and forth between the two buttons.
I never heard about doing that. That sounds good.
Yeah, I used an electric toothbrush. And I got the fastest. I always got the fastest time.
Oh shit! Yeah, you picked your mask, your sponsor at the beginning, right? I was always OP.
Yeah.
I always picked OP.
Yeah.
It was always mine. And then yeah, you could do, they had the surfing and skating was in that. You know, and you know what really sucked in that was the last one, the frisbee one. You know what I'm talking about with the weird music? I hated that one. That sucked. And the hacky sack. I was pretty good at the hacky sack one. I could do the whole. Twist and all that, and do the all hacky
stuff.
That must
have been California games, man.
Yeah, California games, yeah.
I'm thinking track and field, never mind.
Track and field, are you? What's the difference?
Yeah.
California games was good, though.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay, track and field was the one, okay, no, track and field, yeah, that's the one you're talking about, I see. Now, you could use the power pad with track and field too, right, remember?
Yeah.
They had the power pad, you laid out the mat, and you could actually do the running in place, and then you jump to the ones in front, yeah.
Early Dance Dance Revolution, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's the beginning of it. Nintendo had it first. That was like 1989, I think, or 88 even, maybe. The original track and field. Heck yeah, man.
So did I tell you last week also they're making a new Street Fighter movie called The Legend of Chun-Li?
I think you did talk about that. Yeah, Chun-Li and them legs.
Kristen Kruick is going to be Chun-Li.
Yeah.
And it'll be cool.
What about that Bigfoot, huh? Fake. We talked about that last week. Yeah, that was crap, huh? A rubber suit.
Yeah.
They took a piece of the hair and they melted it to test it, and it just turned into a ball of plastic. I'm like, come on, man. Well, who are those guys? Why would they think they're going to get away? It's a bunch of rednecks in Georgia like, yo, we fought a Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, they're rednecks. Come on.
I did buy it for a second.
For a minute there, For a minute there, I thought it was legit. I thought they really did find a Bigfoot or something, but no, it was a lie. I want to get to the news here. Coconut sent us some articles. I just want to, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Just some discussion. I don't know what your party affiliation. I'm a Democrat myself. I'm a supporter of Obama. Actually, last week I did some phone banking for the Obama campaign. I volunteered some time here in downtown Orlando last week. And any day now we should have his vice presidential nomination. I have a big feeling it's going to be tomorrow, Friday, because he's going to be showing up in public on Saturday with his nominee, his vice presidential nominee. I'm really hoping for Joe Biden, to be honest with you. I really like Joe Biden. He's very good on the foreign policy, especially this last week with the whole situation in Russia and Georgia. And what is up with Russia, man? They turned into a bunch of assholes. I don't know if anybody's been... Not out of nowhere, necessarily, but all of a sudden, they're just like balls to the wall, like, fuck you.
Turned into a bunch of assholes.
Fuck
they
you and your missile shield and all this.
They just now serving their own needs.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not a magic turn. They always kind of have been. They've just been sort of keeping it suppressed.
I got a little upset yesterday reading an article about it. These Russians, and I have a coworker who's a good friend of mine who's from Russia, but I'm upset. Because when these people, they did their whole change over to they went to the democracy, they overturned the Soviet Union, all these reforms, and their economy went down to the floor. And we bailed them out with all these loans and all this assistance and all this crap, and they committed to the International Space Station with us and all this shit. And now they get a little bit of money. And they get their economy back on their feet, and Russia's well known now. They've got a lot of their economy is doing pretty good. A lot of people they're doing really well. As a matter of fact, here in Orlando in Disney, they announced that Epcot is actually finally going to build a Russian pavilion because they say that the market for tourists from Russia is so big right now since their economy is actually doing pretty well that they're going to try to grab some international tourists from Russia. Now that they get a little bit of money, now they turn around and they're saying this and that, that they're threatening Poland, they said they're going to go beyond diplomacy and combating the missile shield and all this and that. That's really shitty stuff, and it's sad. I don't know if this is because of the Bush administration and their failed foreign policy or whatever it may be, or if they just had it in them all along, but... It's something
that's
to be
them being Russia.
It is them being Russia. Good point, Tuck. And it's something honestly, all Americans are there, and our listeners in Europe. It is something to be worried about because you need to keep in mind we're installing a missile shield in former Soviet republics, former Soviet blocs, and it's not looking pretty. And these are the same people. And it wasn't too long ago. I mean, my parents were alive in the time. when Nikita Khrushchev went to the United Nations, took off his shoe, banged it on the podium, and told America that he was going to bury us. And Milkman, it sounds funny, but, you know, when I was a child, when I was growing up still in the 80s, the threat of a nuclear war between the United States and Russia was a very real thing.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily we had, you know, people, you know, whether you want to, some people say it was the Pope, some people want to say it was Ronald Reagan, some people want to say it was a combination of different things. We're not that far gone from being back in a situation where we're back in the Cold War. It's something to be concerned with, and
dude, nothing's changed, man.
Nothing
just
has changed.
Date on the calendar.
That's right, and it all started with Vladimir Putin. I don't understand this. Who was the president?
He was a major communist throwback.
Well, he was
dude.
A KGB
that
guy.
That was a big step right there.
Yeah,
holding on to the old crime scene.
Who's the guy who's the guy that appointed him that turned it over on New Year's 2000? The guy who took over after Gorbachev. I forget his name now. The drunk guy. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. He was a bum too, man.
He was a drunk. Well, he was actually really progressive, and then he gave
Yeltsin,
it up to
Yeltsin.
Boris Yeltsin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeltsin, yeah, that's right. And I don't know. Yeltsin was very big on, you know, the reforms and all this stuff, and he may have been an alcoholic or whatever it is, and then he gave it up to Putin, and here we are in a situation now. Ex-KGB guy, karate master, or whatever. He knows that Russian martial art and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. And there's an art.
You know, it's really funny, man. My dad had a very funny name for Gorbachev, Hermano.
What's the name for Gorbachev?
It was funny. My dad, bless his soul, his old nasty ass, used to call him Bird Shithead.
Yeah, yeah, that bird shit.
Big thing
like
he had on his head.
It looked like a big pelican just took a big red shit on his head, yeah.
You know when everybody thought he was the Antichrist because of that?
Because of that mark? They thought it was the Antichrist mark?
He's the one, yeah.
Oh, God.
Bird Shithead.
Yeah, and then he was in the Pizza Hut commercial. After that, all that happened. Come on. What's going on with this world, man? I thought they were our friends for a while. Now the Russians are our enemies again. This is sick. Anyway, speaking on that, and I sent this to Kokanee here. I can't put the picture up now, but there's an article. Senator Barack Obama, he has a long-lost brother who's been found in Kenya. His youngest brother in Kenya, his name is, let me find his name here. He lives in a shanty town. His name is George Hussein Omayango Obama. Senator Barack Obama's long-lost brother was tracked down living in a hut on the outskirts of Nairobi in Kenya. 26 years old, the youngest of the presidential candidate's half-brothers, has been located, and he lives in poverty, and I'm an Obama supporter. And Kokanee, actually, and I agree with Kokanee, this is just more of the mudslinging that's coming out. All of a sudden, you know, they track down his half-brother from way back when, and now they're going to try to throw it on Obama. Oh, you got some half-brother. This guy says himself he's never wanted to live in the limelight. He never mentions his half-brother, his famous half-brother. He just wants to live his life. He's 26-year-old. He's doing his thing, so leave the guy alone. But it's funny. I mean, to think that the next president of the United States has a half-brother who lives in poverty in Kenya, in Nairobi. I mean, it's not funny that he's living in poverty, but still, it's kind of humbling, I suppose.
Makes it a little more human, huh?
Makes it just a little more human, man. Some other news articles here from Kokanee. A clothes shoplifter was fatally crushed in a trash compactor. A woman was shoplifting clothing in a store in Lansing. And security got a wind of her, so she jumped into the trash compactor to hide. And someone turned on the trash compactor, and she died. She got crushed to death.
Did they get the clothes back?
I don't know if they got the clothes back. Do you think they put them back? I don't know. Oh, you
it's
can
for half price, slightly stained.
Slightly blood stained, just a little bit of iron smell to them, yeah, right. And I've heard of a few of this around making the rounds in a story. A man got a 9-foot tapeworm from eating salmon at a crab house in Chicago. Sure. Yeah, and we actually have the number. Actually, Kokanee sent in the number for the place. It's called Shaw's. I doubt they're open now, though. It says midnight, though. I think it's too late to call. We should have called it earlier. I'm sorry, Kokanee. We'll hold on to it for next week. A guy ate a salmon salad at Shaw's Crab House in Chicago, and he sued for $100,000 after he got a 9-foot tapeworm up his ass. I've heard horror stories of tapeworms. I never had one before myself, but I heard that those are really, like, basically when you do a number two, the worm will come out. You know, and that's like your only chance to pull it out unless you get surgery. You get a chance to pull it out. You're not nasty though, man. Oh God, you imagine getting a tapeworm.
You gotta grab him on the head.
Sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's do some prank calls here.
All right.
The people want prank calls. You wanna, I just got a fresh off the presses here from Lonesome Loser. We got a limousine company in Ventura, California. I don't know if we got anything we can do with that, but that's an idea.
Well, I wouldn't come up with something.
I got a few 7-Elevens here, Circle K. Duncan, are you in the chat? You're in the chat room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Okay, let me send you what I got. Some of these I've called already. Let me send you what I got. You tell me what you think is good. I'm going to say what's up to a few people who are checking in here. I got Bad Boys of Iowa are checking in. What's up, guys? How you doing? Bad Boy Jr. and Tank. I think he goes by Tank now. What's up, guys?
Where is Duke tonight?
He was in and out. He was in there. He was going to call in, and I think he never got through. I saw Jonathan try to call in on the break. Sorry, we'll get him later. I'm sure by the end of the show he'll check in. Of course, Milkman's friend from the VI is checking in. PSP Man, talented Mr. Ripley in the house, the Warrior. Happy birthday, belated.
See, yeah, we had DJ Glowworm earlier.
Glowworm was on yet. Czar is in the house. Dank T. Dank T. Gangrene, of course, is here as well with us. Ted Webb is in the house as well. Nunu's checking in. Nunu sent in some numbers for the feminists as well.
Todd had a birthday, and so did the Warrior.
And we got a lot of people up in the. We got a lot of people up in the syndicate room as well. I see Dino's in there, G-Wiz is in there, Sidekick Chuck. Sorry to say that. I'm sorry I always do that to you, man. I'm sorry, man. Big Will's in the house as well. As I was saying before, Will said he's going to try coming into the show here pretty soon. That'd be awesome to see Will come in and help out again as he used to. It's been over a year since we had him as a regular guest here. I don't know. Do I really need to go through everybody here? We got a lot of people. Amy Rose, Evil Artie, who lives in Orlando. As a matter of fact, I just found out. He might be showing up here in a little bit. A lot of guests in the house. Hollywood Vanya's in the house. What's up, Hollywood? Nice to see you there, man. Hey, show your titties. Anyway, we got a lot of people here. All right, guys. Thanks to everyone who's listening. We got a total of... Hang on, is that an 8 or a 6? I gotta see, I'm going blind. 88 plus 88, yeah, I gotta quit. 88 plus 23 plus 5, that's 88 plus 28, that's 116 people checking in live right now. Thanks, guys. Let's get moving around.
You're in the madhouse.
Omega Mark says, hey, Carlito Man, do you know that Bob Marley song from I Am Legend? I saw that movie. What's the Bob Marley song they play in I Am Legend? Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing's gonna be all right. What's that called? What's the title of that song?
Three Little Birds.
Three Little Birds. Three Little Birds. That's what it is.
Three Little Birds.
I'm sure I got Three Little Birds. Hang on. Marley Birds.
Yeah, I sent it to you, dude.
Oh yeah, I got it. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. I got that, dude. Don't play.
That's a classic.
Why am I only hearing stuff out of my left ear? Hang on. Oh, I think I messed up the cable.
You're going blind, you're going deaf in one ear.
I'm going deaf in one ear, I'm going blind. Jeez, I'm all kinds of screwed up. All right, here we go. There we go. Okay, hang on, everybody, just a moment. We're going to do a prank call to the limousine place. Does that work for you, Hollywood?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Blackhawk Limousine.
Oh, yeah. How late do you come out to get people?
I'm sorry, say that to me again?
How late do you come out to get people?
If we've got runs chartered already, we come out anytime.
Okay, well, do you have something available right now?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, because I need a ride to McDonald's.
A ride to McDonald's?
Yes, sir. I need to get a ride up to McDonald's to the drive-thru. You don't got to stay. I'm craving a Big Mac, and I need some fries.
Yeah, nothing. Sorry.
Okay, well, can you come get me then?
No, I'm sorry. We don't have anything.
Okay, well, who else can come get me? I really
am
hungry.
To place a call, press 1.
On a punk.
Listen to your recorded calls, press 2.
I like how we actually called you ma'am. That's pretty funny. The phone is improved. But it's still crackling. Let me take Athena close the window. She gets freaked out about people looking in the house. It is still drizzling. It has not let up at all. Actually, I think it did let up. Let me see. No, it's still drizzling shit. I think we're going on 48 hours of straight rain here, like constant downpour. No kidding. I mean, I'm not exaggerating at all. It has not, precipitation has not stopped in all that time. Sickness, huh? Oh, man, we need the rain, though. People complain here. Like, it's funny. Like, I'll watch the news, and we'll get a week where it's dry. Where there's, we'll get, like, maybe a week and a half, 10 days, where there's no rain, right? And I'm very anti-local news. I put local news people on the same level as lawyers and prostitutes. I think they're the scum of the earth. But I'll be flipping by the channels, and I'll see it, and they're like, when's the drought going to end? No rain in Orlando in the last, you know, week and a half. What's going to happen in the fires? When will we get relief? You know, blah, blah, blah. We'll be back with the news report. Blah, blah, blah. And then you'll see, and then literally I'll watch like a week later, and it's been raining, and they're like, when's the rain going to stop? We'll have your news report when we're going to get some relief from the rain and back to the sunny weather of Florida. Blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I don't understand. It's like no matter what's happening, there's a crisis in Orlando. And I hate local news with a passion. And we need the rain regardless. I think it's better to have a lot of rain because you can move up to an area where it's not flooded as opposed to when the fires start coming like we get here sometimes when it's not raining and everything just fucking burns. I'm drunk, Hollywood. I'm sorry. I'm just rambling. Let me move on here. Excuse me, what are you talking about? Alright, I got three new numbers here, Hollywood. Let me send them to you.
Alright.
Before I lose control, before we have to abort the show. Before Ryan has to terminate the call. Tuck is in charge of calling that always. I have to augment the, if anybody knows, how do you make soundboards? I made it in the past. I forgot.
I make them.
You make them? Do you know how? Really?
Yeah. I can either use Flash or Swish, either way.
What's the program that you use to do it? Is there a free program out there to make it? Because I have one that I started, the one that I use.
You can download the trial version of Flash.
Yeah? Can you link me to get that so I can, give me 30 days. Yeah, 30 days to add some new sounds to this. I want to add, you know, Ryan Terminate the Call.
Well, just send me the sounds. I'll do it. I'll make you a new one.
I'll send you the file for the, I already have it started. I'll send you the what I have now.
Is it an FLA file?
I got an FLA and an SWI. I got them all. I exported an FLA.
Yeah,
I've got it. I found the FLA, but I can't find the fucking program.
I've got the Flash program, man. I can send it.
Okay, I'll do it.
And on the low, you already, is that done uploading, the Dark Knight movie?
It's done.
Oh, the Milkman. I got the new Batman movie uploaded. Hollywood uploaded it for us on the Madhouse site, man.
You want the new Star Wars movie?
Cool.
The Clone Wars movie?
Yeah.
Did you upload it too, or you got it?
I can't. I'll do it.
Okay. Well, don't we? We'll start. Yeah. We'll do baby steps. Well, yeah. Is it good? Have you seen it yet?
I've seen about an hour of it.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna say
it really feels like a cartoon more than like watching a movie.
Yeah.
But the storyline's pretty good. But
I'm a big Star Wars fan. And I hate to admit this. I got turned on Star Wars at an early age. I didn't camp out, but I did. I was there for opening night for the three new episodes of the trilogy.
Yeah.
I know I saw Return of the Jedi in the movie theater when I was like 8 years old. No, I was younger. I think it was like 5 or 6. My dad took me the first weekend. I fell in love with Star Wars, and I had all the toys growing up, the original toys and stuff. I had all the characters. I had the Death Star toy. I had the Y-Wing, the X-Wing, all those.
I had the Snaggletooth that was tall. The one, it was like a limited edition. He was in like a blue suit.
Yeah?
But he was taller than a regular Snaggletooth. Remember the little Snaggletooth that was in the red suit?
I don't remember that. Who's the Snaggletooth? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well. Google it.
I'll Google it. And I tried to keep up, like, when the novel... I remember I was in high school my freshman year, and it said, yeah, they finally... George Lucas announced he's going to allow books to be made about Star Wars. I'm like, cool, I'm going to read them all. And I started reading them, and at one point there were, like, 20 that came out all at once. And now I think there's, like, 50 gazillion Star Wars books out there. I started off reading them all, and then... I gave up on a Star Wars franchise, but I did go to the three new movies. I went to opening night for all of them. I made a big deal to go. I'm not as big as a Star Wars fan now anymore because I kind of feel the new series did kind of ruin things for us.
Did you read the Darth Maul book?
No. Look, I
good.
You know what I did? I went to the Star Wars website. They have the they have the little segment where you can actually catch up and read up on the mythology and all the characters and what happened in the books and the movies and the behind the scenes. I forget what it's called, the data log or something like that. I actually did that. So I know what happened. I know that Chewbacca dies in one of the books. Sorry if I'm ruining it for you folks, but Chewbacca dies in one of the books. What else happens? I know that Luke marries that one chick who was an evil Jedi for a while.
Oh, man, yeah. Did you watch any of that Robot Chicken Star Wars special?
Dude, that was funny. Oh, my God.
This scene with Luke and Leia in the bed.
They're
so
fucking
wrong.
Oh, man. The funniest part of that all was when Darth Vader, you know, when Anakin just became Darth Vader, and then out of nowhere, Jar Jar Binks shows up. Annie! Yeah. And it's like, he's all sparkly and shiny, you know. We're going to be together forever. I'm like, oh, my God, Jar Jar. That's like the single most worst thing that George Lucas could have done to Star Wars is Jar Jar. That sums it all up right there.
Yeah.
The problems with the new series, number one is Jar Jar Binks. Number two was the acting of all the trilogy. Number three was that fucking kid who played Anakin in the first movie. It was crap. They should have made the first movie, The Phantom Menace, should have just been animated. They should have made an animated special on Cartoon Network or whatever it was. And then they should have gone into the Clone Wars, straight into the Clone Wars, has gone balls to the wall. They would have been fine. But they screwed it up. They made the one bad movie, and they couldn't come back from it at all. Prank calls, Hollywood Vanya. How many beers have I had here, Milkman? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm on beer number 6 tonight.
5, man.
And these are ices, you know, ices.
Oh, 6? Oh, damn.
Well, these are 5.9 alcohol per volume, so these are big boys. These are balls.
So you're actually up to about like 8 or 9,
something
actually.
Like that. I don't know.
Volume.
Yeah, we'll do the math. Anyway, okay. So you see those ones I sent you there?
You can't do the math right now.
Well, you need to put the war hat back on.
Hey, how about the Wonderful Dragon?
Admiral Carvey, though.
Wonderful World of Dragon.
Yeah, okay. The Wonderful World of Dragon. Wonderful Dragon Chinese restaurant in Loveland, Colorado. An Asian guy. Imagine that. Answered. All right, let's call that. Let's play some good Bob Marley here. Let's see here. I like that song, but it gets sad. We played Easy Skanking earlier. I'm going to go ahead and play Get Up, Stand Up. You know where, here in Orlando, we've got Universal Studios, and they actually took, at Universal Studios, they have a whole, like, nightclub area. They have different nightclubs. They got Latin Quarter and this and that. They've got the Bob Marley, it's called the Bob Marley Experience. It's a bar and a nightclub. They play live reggae and stuff like that. They actually recreated Bob Marley's home in Jamaica into a nightclub. It is really cool. You go in there, you hear Bob Marley playing, and then they have this open patio, and then they have like live reggae on Friday and Saturday nights. It's about time I go back there. It's really cool. If you're a reggae fan and you're ever in Orlando, I would recommend going over to the Bob Marley nightclub over in City Walk in Orlando. I actually took Sean Ward there. He had a great time. We had a great time over there hanging out in City Walk. If you don't know what I'm talking about, whenever you're in Orlando, Hollywood, I don't know if you've ever been to Orlando. You have kids, right, Hollywood?
Yeah.
You'll make that pilgrimage to Orlando. When you do, let me know.
Okay.
Look me up. You have a place to stay here. You know, don't worry about hotels. Stay with us, man. All right, get up, stand up. Here we go. Next prank call of the night. Wonderful Dragon. Carlito's drunk. Hollywood's going to help us out with some pranks. Hang on, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, and fuck Carlos Mencia. Disturbed. I've met him in person. He's a fucking ass. Although I did like his first HBO special.
Hello?
Hey, yes, sir. Do you deliver?
No, we don't.
Okay, so can I place an order? I'm going to come pick it up then.
Oh, no, we got close already.
Okay, can I place an order for to pick up tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No. How about you come
what time
up
you open? What time you open, buddy?
11.
11, you're not, what are you on that Chinese time?
Yeah.
You're going to open up at 10.
Okay.
I get up at 5, and I want you to come up and make my breakfast for me, okay? You make like some Chinese, hello? You make some Chinese tacos or something?
Okay, okay, bye-bye.
Maybe some tacos with rice in it. You got fried rice tacos. Hello, sir, are you there? slanty-eyed freak. We're going to beat you in the Olympics. Sir?
If we're going to beat them in the Olympics. Fuck yeah, we're going to beat them in the Olympics.
I'll blindfold you with dental floss.
Hell yeah, man. Oh man, those Chinese, man. I really think we got the lead, man, in the medal count right now.
Yeah, the total.
What are we at right now? Let's take a look. Who's got that? Who's got
the? I can get it right now.
I think Drudge Report has it linked to it. I know that much.
If you go to Google and just Google 2008 Olympics.
God, look at that rain, man. You're lucky you live in Texas. You guys get hurricanes.
We're
gonna
get slammed with rain. U.S. has a total of 99 medals. China has 83, Great Britain has 40.
You suck, China. But what are the gold medals though? Where they got it? They're up on gold medals.
We have 30 gold. They have 46 gold.
Fuck, we got it. How much time we got left? When the game is over, Sunday?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh crap, man! Did you see that Usain Bolt?
24th is the last. What?
You see that Usain Bolt from Jamaica? That runner, dude. He's insane. He's disrespectful.
Dude, he is.
I was trying to watch it. He was scratching his balls on live TV. Literally, he was sitting like, I don't give a fuck. He's all thug. Let me scratch my balls in front of millions of people. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude, man, you're fast and all that, but dude, don't scratch your nuts in front of people. Don't do that stuff, man. Come on. Awesome guy. Talented. Yeah. The fastest man in the world. We'll give it to you. You're the fastest man on earth. It's an amazing thing that you're so tall and you can run so fast. And the fact that he could run even faster than he did, because at the end of the 100-meter relay, he actually, not the relay, the 100-meter race, he actually stopped, you know, and looked back and slowed down and pounded his chest. Okay, your balls. But don't scratch your balls in front of, that's just disrespectful to the games, man. Oh, God. I don't know if you know
he's
what I'm talking about.
He's got some balls, man.
I bet he's probably down to, I'm doing the hand thing down to the knees like Eddie Murphy used to do. I bet he's down to there. All right, and so you see the other two numbers I got there. We got Barclays. Barclays Resort.
Barclays.
Okay, so everyone who's listening for the first time, this is Madhouse Radio. You're listening to us live. We're here at syndicateradio.tv, madhouselive.com. We're a prank call show. If you never heard us before, tell your friends, enjoy us. We're just having a good time here. We're going to prank call Barclays Resort. They're in Battle Lake, Minnesota. I'm guessing they're a hotel of some sort. Would you presume that? Hollywood,
yeah,
I guess.
Oh, you would think.
You would think. Indeed, indeed. All right, cool.
My dog, Barkies.
All right, well, thanks. I'm in a drunken state. Thank you for helping out with the prank calls. I appreciate it. Maybe I'll jump in if I feel the mood.
Okay.
You're the man. Thanks, man.
You're my background lawyer.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm Jack Valencia over here running things.
We need to call Larry back, man.
Yeah. Actually, is that him, Larry, right? Yeah, the guy at the casino. Yeah, let me find it. I'll find
it. Safe.
We got to find, dude, that. I love that guy. The black guy, though, he's funny. He's like, hello now. poker room is Al. That guy's like, you will not see my video cameras. Yeah. Let me play that again for people who don't know. Do I have that? I don't think I have that already.
It's in the forum.
It's in the forums, right? Yeah. Heck yeah. I fixed forums. You got my message right. I fixed it. One of those pranks are missing. That's a classic.
Yeah, Ted needs to hear this one too. He's not heard it. For Ted Webb.
Let me play that for Ted. Yeah. Ted, are you there still? Ted, are you listening, man? Are you around? Are you tiling something over there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, Ted. All right. Hey, what's that called over there, by the way?
Ted Webb.
Someone broke in my car. Louisiana Fried Chicken. No. What's that called? Do you remember? Deli Pizza. Is she single? Piss off. Carlito calls the casino.
That's one you can send in right in there to Ted.
Yeah, here we go.
Archives.
All right, so everybody, listen to this. We're going to do the next prank call.
Big updates.
Yes, sir. Big updates. MadhouseLive.com/forums. Check it out, everybody. Just a moment.
This is
Lynn.
Can I help you?
Hey, is this a casino?
Well, sort of. It's a bar and casino.
You always have a confusion there with the casino, and it's a bar and it's a casino. How do you...
We're called a casino. We have a full gaming license, but we don't have table games.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Okay, so...
Can I help you?
I was asking about what kind of games you do there. Do you have chips?
No.
You don't have chips, the game chips?
No, we don't.
You never know how to...
We have all machines.
Okay. Do you have the...
what life is worth. You would look for yours unheard, and now will you see the light?
Poker room, pal. How about you?
Poker room, is the poker room?
Yes.
Yeah, I seem to have a problem. I went down there and had a pretty large sum of money, and it seems to have been stolen. And I don't know how you guys have like access to security cameras or.
In the poker room?
Yes, in the poker room, sir.
My God. Hang on just a minute. Let me get you someone in a suit.
Oh, Lord, baby Jesus. Okay.
Just a minute.
Are you wearing a suit, sir?
Like Bubba Johnson.
Good, good, that's good. Sir, I went down there and had a large sum of money, and it's gone missing. And it seems that someone
has... Where did you have it at?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Barkey's Resort?
Yes, it is.
Hi, who is this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. My name is Summer, and I was wondering, how late can I check in tonight?
You don't have a reservation for tonight.
Right. Do you work only off reservations?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to check my poodle in, and I wanted to see if I could do it tonight. Do I have to wait till tomorrow and just make a reservation tonight then?
We are full.
When's your next opening?
Not till after Labor Day.
After Labor Day? I can't have my poodle here by himself.
I don't know who. This is a resort on a lake.
Right, for Sparky's Resort, right?
Right.
Right, this is the, I was told you keep dogs there.
Nope, we don't allow dogs here.
Well, why would your name be Barkey's then?
That's the original owner's name.
Was he a dog?
No.
Okay, I guess I'm quite confused. Is there a way for me to possibly find out if You could just keep my dog there for maybe one night?
No.
I've got to go off on a photo shoot, and,
I don't keep animals.
Okay, well, maybe if we dressed him up in, like, a suit, could I do that? And it would look kind of like a man. I could put, like, a mask on him or something. Ma'am?
She's gone. This is funny, though. That's funny. Oh, shit. That's good. Oh, man. I want to say a big what's up to everybody who's listening tonight. We have over 200 listeners and watchers all together. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Madhouse Radio.
Yeah, we have quite a few new listeners, too, man.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome and thank all of you for joining in.
Invite
your friends and send us your enemies' numbers.
That's Milkman talking. Of course, Hollywood Vanya is doing some prank calls with us right now. I'm Carlito, your host. I do prank calls, too, occasionally, every once in a while. Be sure to visit our main site, madhouselive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Check out our forums over there. Check out our prank call archives if you're into that thing. Or just check out our old shows. And, of course, you can also please visit syndicateradio.tv. We got a lot of different shows here as well. 24/7, not 24/7, but every night. God damn, we got a lot of talent on this fucking station. Thank you, everybody, for listening. How about some more prank calls, Hollywood, while we're at it?
Sounds like a winner.
All right. Okay. What's the other number we got here? Let me. God, I got so many people checking in, and I got some requests here as well. I think it's Nunu. I want to apologize, man. I think I've done this to you 2 weeks already, Nunu. I've failed to call your request for the Hollywood, the feminists, National Organization of Women.
We called them. Wait a minute, we couldn't get through.
Well, we've got their home numbers though. I say we call them. Fuck it. I say we just call them. Screw it. Let's see here. Okay, we've got the Olga Vivas. Now here's the thing. He's suggesting, since I can spoof the numbers, you know, I spoof the caller ID. If anybody didn't know, I can make it look like whatever I want. He's suggesting that we go ahead and spoof the caller ID as someone that they know here. That they've got a whole list of people that are all involved, and say that we found the cell phone. Like we say, oh, we found her cell phone. This is her number. You know who it is. Let me see the details here. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers here. In the meantime, well, I'm going to send that to you. Lonesome Loser sending numbers for the Hooters of Hollywood. Hooters, man. I've never been. Have you ever been to Hooters Hollywood?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Is it good? Is it? Are the wings good?
Well, the wings are all right, but it's not all it usually lives up to be. Usually, it's like some skanky looking.
You go for the ass, basically.
I see.
How long have you been married for, Hollywood, if you don't mind me intruding in your personal life?
Let's see. 9 years this September 3rd.
Well, congratulations, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Dude, my wedding's coming up May 30th, man.
Yep.
Big wedding. 300 people are going to be at this wedding, it looks like, man. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. I don't know where it's going to go. Anyway, Hooters of Hollywood. We also got Pool Hall Junkies in Salt Lake City. The Chung King Restaurants in L.A. We got that to call here. Reverend Leroy Brown.
Bad Leroy Brown.
In Detroit, Michigan. An old black guy answered. There we go. Cool. Thanks, Lonesome Loser Man. And rounding up the new numbers here, Calamity.
Leroy Brown.
Yeah, Leroy Brown. And we've got Calamity Jane's, a hamburger place. And that's over in Dundee, Oregon.
Better than an old junkyard dog.
Is anybody out there listening? Anybody out there in Oregon at all? Anybody who's heard of, who lives in Oregon? What's it like to live in Oregon? Tell me, is it a good state? You don't hear a lot of bad things come out of Oregon at all. Is it a progressive state? How are
they
the cops
the best
there?
Weed in Oregon, man. They grow that shit like crazy
weed.
Out there.
Good weed. I hear Oregon is Stephen,
yeah, man. Oh, hell yeah.
Stephen Colbert says that Oregon is California's Canada. I hear him say that a lot. I might move to Oregon one day. What's
oh,
the big
hell yeah, dude. It's all wilderness, and they just grow weed like mad out there.
Are there any big cities in Oregon? What's the big cities? Is Portland in Oregon? Where's Portland at?
Portland,
Oregon, is that something going on over there, huh?
One in Oregon.
What's in Portland? Is there a football team out there? No. Well, they got a basketball team, right? The Portland Trailblazers? That's about it, right? That's all they got, basketball? No hockey team, no football team, no baseball team. Looks like Orlando, all we got is the Magic, that's all we got here. So I might as well move to Portland. I think I'm going to move to Portland. I'm thinking about it. Have you heard anything about a Portland before in the past?
Just Leroy Brown there. We'll rent you out a room in his shack.
Isn't there a song about Leroy Brown, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole man town?
Yeah, for sure. That was Jim Croce.
Jim Croce. I don't have that song. I wish I did. I play that right now. Okay. Anyway.
Who let out all that shit, man? All
right, so for Nunu,
okay,
here.
Okay, you want to call Kim Gandy and I'll say that I have...
I see.
Olga Vive, so?
Olga Vives.
Vives.
Now, don't say, just say, hey.
Yeah, I won't say the name. I'll just say I have the cell number.
Yeah, I've got this.
And your number was in here.
Yeah, I found the cell phone number. I'm trying to find out who it is. And they're all feminists. They're all members of the National Organization of Women now. All right, so we're gonna call Kim on her home phone, all right? The last one there, the one that ends in 9-1, okay?
Okay,
hang on, folks. Let's play some more with this prank call here. Who's in my wallet? And I have my wallet, and there's no money left in my wallet. I did take my wallet out on several occasions. And do you guys have a camera? You know you're supposed to have a camera system there. It records everything.
Okay.
So
I need you to come down here and talk to me personally. My name is Larry.
Well, I need access to, like, the videos and everything. The video room.
You will never get access to the videos. Nobody gets access to those videos.
My people are going to get access. I have Italian people who get access to all the videos.
You need to come down here and see me personally.
Sir, you understand. I put my money on the table, and the next thing I know...
I understand what you're telling me.
I lost a huge bet, and the money was gone. And I don't think that's fair. I got a baby to feed. So I'm getting my money back, Mr. Italian. You understand? Mr. Italian, I know this is a mob town. I know how you guys operate.
Shit. When you're ready to come see me, you come see me. My name is Larry. Goodbye.
I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, my name is Tony of the Royal Palace Nightclub, and I have found this cell phone, and you are the first person that has answered. I need to see if you can tell me who this cell phone belongs to so I can get this back to them.
I'll try.
Okay. Do you have caller ID there, ma'am?
Let's see. I had caller ID, but
okay.
I don't know how to look at it again and see what...
What's your name, ma'am?
I can...
What's your name, ma'am? I'm going to write this down.
Okay.
Hello?
Well... Tell you what, why don't you call me right back and I'll write the number down.
Okay, well here's this. What's your name?
It's Kim.
Your name is Kim?
Yep.
And I'm sorry, can I just get your last name also?
No.
Okay. I'm just writing this down so that when I get in touch with the other person, I can tell them I guess I'll just tell them.
Okay, but there are a lot of people in this household. They could have been calling. It wouldn't have necessarily been me.
Okay.
So if you want to call me right back, I'll write the cell phone number down, and I'll see if I can figure out whose it is.
Okay, are you ready for it then? I'll call you right back.
I'll be waiting.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Dude, this is like roller skating music.
Okay.
And so on 1904, that would be either Melodies or... Are you in Colorado?
We are actually in... I'm at the Royal Palace Nightclub in Washington, D.C.
Okay. So that has to be... That has to be Olga's number then. We have our numbers are sequential, and I have to think which one belongs to who.
Okay.
1904...
Now
must be Olga. That's Olga Vivas's number.
Okay. Now, does she normally frequent strip clubs then?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, this is where her club. Well, we're at the Royal Palace nightclub. This is a female strip club. So I hope I'm not opening like a can of worms.
No, don't worry about it. Give me the address where you are. I mean, it could be that somebody swiped her phone and then left. I don't know.
I haven't
seen her in a couple of days.
Gotcha. We're 1805 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest.
1805 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest. And is there somebody
we're in Washington,
you should
ask
for?
Washington, D.C. My name is Tony.
Tony. Okay.
Yeah.
And your number, Tony?
It's 202-462-2623.
Okay. I think what I'm going to do is I will, probably because of the hour, do you know how long ago she lost it?
It was just turned into us about 35 minutes ago when I was trying to call some of the phone numbers on here.
Okay.
And you were the first person to pick up. I'm sorry it's so late. I'm not sure. What time is it where you're at?
I'm here in Washington. It was the person I thought it belonged to was in Colorado right now, where it's early, which is why I assumed it was hers. But then when I counted the numbers down, I realized it was somebody else's.
Gotcha.
Anyway, she has a second cell phone, so I will call her other cell phone. And see if I can catch up with her. And you did not wake me up. I have to get up at 3:30 for a flight, and I decided it was easier to just stay awake.
Okay, so it worked out perfect then. I sure do appreciate all your help on this. Your name is Kim?
My name is Kim, and it was really very nice of you to track this down.
Well, and that's why I called so late. I know sometimes cell phones can be the absolute life and death of somebody, so...
Absolutely.
What was that?
I don't know.
Hello?
It's a really weird sound.
Is that coming from your end, ma'am?
I don't think so. Everybody in this household is asleep except me.
I'm sorry. We have a retarded stripper here. And
I see.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize he had come in behind me.
I see. All right, well, thank you.
Llewellyn, please hold it down, sweetheart. She's also, I'm sorry, she's got a voice box.
All right, well, good night.
Llewellyn, good night. Kim, and will you give me your last name so I can let her know? Will she know who it is? Okay.
No,
that's fine. Will she know who you are, though?
Yes, she will.
Okay.
Hey, Kim, do you think you need a good dickin'?
Excuse me?
I think she needs a good dickin'. I think all these women, what all these women need is a good fucking dickin'.
Ma'am, is that on your end?
How about a
to
good...
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your record...
Now she's going to send her to a strip club to pick up her phone.
Honestly, I don't know if there are any lesbians listening, but all you lesbians need is a good fucking dickin'. You know, good hard... fucking grab you from behind, tag that deep inside, grab the hair, the put your hair in a ponytail so I can grab it and pull on it and give you a good deep dicking. You've done that. Hollywood, you've done that before. You give the girl a good dick.
I like that megaphone. Put the megaphone on again, there, Mana.
Many a
well,
time.
We're all looking here at Fairy.
Oh, Fairy gets a good dicking. I don't know. I'm out of it. Yeah. No, don't say that. Poor Fairy. She's a nice girl.
She is. I'm sure.
She's got that bed. Looks like a big dildo right in the back. You see that big bedpost over
there?
You know she sits on that. She has. Oh, shit. Okay, anyway, moving right along.
Hole one or hole two?
That was for Nunu. That was for Nunu. That wasn't necessarily a prank call, but it was just fun. We had fun with that.
Did you enjoy it?
I hope that
it,
wanker's up and listening.
I enjoyed it.
He's probably asleep and wanking.
I'm going to prank call Hooters. In Hollywood,
okay.
Because I have a thing. Hooters is always great because the girls are always so nice. I've heard, I've never been to Hooters, like I said before, never been to Hooters, but what I understand, like when you go there, they're trained in being very, I don't know how you say, very friendly. Like when there's a bunch of guys at the table, they'll sit down at the table with you to take the order. That's always I've heard in the restaurant, in the food service industry, or whatever you want to call it. The trick, if you're a woman and there's a table, let's say that you're serving with all guys, if the woman sits down at the table to take the order, you always get a bigger tip because they think, oh, this woman, wow, she sat down. I had a woman do that once. Like, I was with my not Athena. I had a different girlfriend before Athena. And I went to this restaurant once, and she sat down next to me and took the order, like, sitting down next to me. And this ex-girlfriend of mine got so jealous and upset. Like, no kidding. I was like, wow. She's like, yeah, I don't appreciate her sitting down next to you to take the order. She was trying to get too familiar with you and stuff like that. But then I read later on that that's a trick that women will do that when they're at the table, when it's all, and they do the Hooters all the time. When it's all guys that go out to the restaurant, the woman, the waitress will sit down at the table itself and take your order sitting down. And men will usually be like, oh, wow, she's giving a special treatment. She must be into me. She's sitting next to me. I'm going to give her a bigger tip, you know, this and that. So I'm going to come on. I'm going to say, hey, lady, me and you had this thing together, you know. So I'm going to call out Hollywood Hooters.
Hey, real quick.
Yes,
know,
sir.
I was at a Red Lobster.
Yes, you were.
With some
Ooh.
Friends.
Ooh, Red Lobster.
And we had a male waiter, and the guy was blatantly coming on to me in front of all the people that were there.
The guy was doing
the
that?
The guy, yeah, he was a male waiter, dude, and he was completely just, I mean, he was blatantly.
His gay eye
was
up.
Everything would ask him for my number
and
touching me.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I went to the dentist once, and he said, he told me, like, you know, you should strip, you know, like the doctor, and I was like, really?
Dude, I hate when you go to the dentist and you wake up, you know, they put you on that Novocaine, you wake up and it's just, you have underwear on and dollar bills stuffed in it. That's happened twice,
oh.
Dude, I hate that.
What's the prank call by the Jerky Boys? There's a Jerky Boys prank call where Tarbash says he got, no one ever, you know, a lot of, like, in the first, especially the first Jerky Boys album, they explain stories. Where, like, you know, I can't find it now. I have all the Jerky Boys pranks, but I know I don't know the title of this first one.
I got them all here, too.
Yeah, but he says that he went to the dentist, and he woke up, and his pants were unbuttoned. And then the dentist punched him in the mouth and broke his teeth.
Punch me! Oh, he's calling a lawyer then. He's calling a lawyer.
Yeah, can you imagine going to the dentist and he gives you the gas, let's say.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and your fly's open, and then the dentist out of nowhere punches you in the mouth and breaks your teeth, and it kicks you out of the back door. That's exactly what he said his story was.
Dental malpractice off number 13 off the first. Album.
It is out the first. Hang on, let me see. Dental malpractice. Let me see if I find it. I found it. Awesome. Thanks, thanks, man. You found it for me.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's play that real quick. All right, next prank call. Hooters. Coming up.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you dental malpractice?
Yes. Where did you get our number?
I went to dentist. I went for tooth decay. They did awful thing. You ripped my teeth out my gum. I cannot talk. I cannot eat. He cursed me and hit me while I'm sleeping.
He hit you.
And then he put me under sedation. I wake up, my pants unbuttoned. My teeth gum is dripping blood.
This call.
I cannot even blow bubbles when I chew gum, when I drive cab.
Oh, dude, that reminds me. We got a check on the dead.
Oh, it reminds you of the dead. Oh, man.
No, he's eyeing me earlier tonight during the show about his gums bleeding and shit.
Ew, really?
Seriously.
That's not good. You gotta get that checked out, the dead, if you're listening. Your gums are bleeding.
No, he had like
Brian?
A wrist he's pulled
yeah.
out in that.
Well, Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, I had a waitress there earlier. Can I speak? I mean, what are you doing there answering the phone?
I'm the manager.
You're the manager? Can I speak to the waitress I had earlier?
I have no idea who that is, and...
Who the waitresses do you have there? Who's that one that... That you know the one I'm talking about, the really popular one?
I have no idea you're talking about. I can't give any of that information out anyway.
Brandy?
Can't give any of that information out.
Susie? Well, me and her, we had this thing. She took my order. She actually sat down at the table with me, and I think me and her are gonna... So, she told me that I could call at any time.
Do me a favor, don't call back, okay?
What are you gonna do about it, you fucker? You son of a cock-blocking bitch. I wanted to talk to a woman, not him. What's that about? Who's that cock-blocker calling and picking up the phone? Fucking Christ. That's bullshit. Hello, this is my name.
My tooth are all bloody and pussy.
When I call Hooters, I don't want to talk to Andy, okay? I'm going to call him back and tell him that. I don't want to talk to fucking Andy. What the fuck is Andy? Fuck Andy. Fuck Andy up his fucking ass. I was gonna call Andy back. Tell him what I'm gonna talk to.
You gotta help me. They kept cursing me. I went there, I'm crying. They cursed me, threw me out. I'm. Oh, God. You got to help me.
Which dentist is this?
This man named Mr. Rocco.
Dude, are you that guy that made that lawsuit because you wanted to be the Hooters waiter and because you're a man and you had the right to do it? Are you the guy? Huh? Hey, Andy. Sorry, you already hung up. When I call Hooters, I don't want to talk to Andy. I gotta have more Hooters here. Hang on, let me look. I'm gonna go into the logs. Let's do another.
We'll call that one back. Let me talk to him.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Or do you want to call? Let's call Reverend Leroy Brown.
Okay.
That's in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Call Leroy Brown.
All right, Leroy Brown. Hang on.
Brown's.
Leroy than a junkyard dog.
Louis Rocco. Louis Rocco.
Easy, yes. I go there for a cab. I stop cab. My tooth hurting. I go in. He say, sit down. Then he punch my teeth. I'm bleeding. And then they my pants unbutton. And then they curse me.
Okay. Give me a number. Can you give me your number?
Yes. 5553591.
5553390.
Yes.
Reverend Brown?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is Manny May. I'm having some problems here. Can you come over and help me?
Where are you at?
I'm at home. You knows where I am. I think the devil's trying to get me. He's talking to me. You needs to start praying right now.
Where's your home at?
I'm down here on Granger.
On Granger?
Yeah.
Granger what?
Granger, I'm up close to Bud Road where Hughes is.
Bud Road what?
I'm close to Bud Road. That's where Hughes is, right?
Yeah, I'm on Bud Road. Yeah, where you at?
I'm close. I'm on Granger.
Granger?
Come on down. You got to get here soon. I'm at 42 Granger.
stranger.
You knows where this is?
No, I don't think I do.
Oh, please, I'll come over myself then, because the devil's going to be following me.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Can I come over there?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, hang on, I think somebody needs to talk to you. Hang on just a minute.
Hello? Hello? Is this Reverend Brown? Reverend Brown, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Reverend Brown. Hello.
I'm here.
Yes, Reverend Brown.
Yes, this is me.
Can you come over and see Fannie Mae?
What?
Come over and see Fannie Mae. She's got some problems going on right now.
What?
Fannie Mae's got some problems, Reverend Brown. You need to come see her.
Who?
Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae. Come see her. Come see her, Reverend Brown. I need to see you.
This is the white devil. We have taken control of Fannie Brown.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. May I speak with Reverend Leroy Brown, please?
This is Sam Bradley Boy Brown.
Yes, sir. This is Leroy Brown.
This is he speaking. What's going on there?
This is the devil. How are you, sir?
Fine, how are you?
I have taken this toll on Fannie Mae, and still I will take this toll on your whole congregation in Westfield. Meet my demands. You will sacrifice three goats tonight, and you will spread the blood of the firstborn child on your front step. If you do not do this, I will take the toll of your whole congregation and bring them over to the side of the devil. This is the Dark Lord speaking. Do you understand my demands?
Okay.
You will convert yourself to the Church of Satanology, and soon you will see the truth of the Antichrist, who is coming inevitably to bring peace and order to the people of the Christianity.
Also, evil Odd is coming over to dance naked for you.
You have been chosen to bring the dark message to the rest of the world.
Yes.
Based on new movement in Detroit, Michigan.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Dominate the call, Ryan.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus
Christ. Dominate the call, Ryan. He's rebuking us.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
No, don't do that. No. I rebuke you in the name of Satan. Feel my power. I'm now going to perform.
He was rebuking us.
Take care of that. That was classic.
What the fuck was
that?
That
was
about?
A classic.
Oh, God.
That was a classic.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
He took care of that. He got rid of the battle devil, didn't he?
Yeah.
He killed the devil there, of course.
I like that microphone.
I don't know if this is playing through it or not, but he's having fun with it. Well, all right, I got another number here for Hooters where Jesse answered. Here we go. That's what
we
I'm talking
about.
We
do have a use for the microphone. The white devil.
The white devil. I don't know. The devil was calling. All right, hang on. We're going to call Hooters again. Let me take this one in Hollywood if you don't mind.
Here's him ringing.
Then I wake up my pants on button.
Okay.
Why do they do this thing? They don't... What? Why? I'm new in this country, and then this is the treatment by people.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Ali Kamal.
Can you spell that? Why are you screaming?
The my teeth. The guy took my teeth and punched them.
Hooters on Parker Road, home of the Hooters Club, beer in a full bar. This is Jesse. How can I help you?
Hey, Jesse, what's up, girl?
What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you remember me. This is Carl. I came in earlier tonight, and you were my waitress. You remember?
No.
You're not the waitress?
No, I'm the bartender.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I call bartender, waitress, all the same thing. I kind of feel like we had that connection, you know? Like me and
no,
you.
No.
Can I come, if I come back, will you be my bartenderess?
If I'm bar.
Yeah, will you, give me drinks?
Sure.
Yeah? Can I give, we have caller ID?
Do we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Will you call me, who's that?
Okay, here you bye.
Hello?
Oh, man, I was just fixing this. Be your girlfriend on the phone.
Who is this?
Who is this? Oh, God. She hung up.
Wow, yeah.
I guess they're used to that one.
I want to give her a moment,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. The talk, well, look at Tuck over there with the action.
I can't wait till I have a lot of money.
Tuck, you're
so
gay.
So I can give it away to free girls like that.
Tuck, that's right. We know you're, we know what you are. You're a happy guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
Satan likes your dream life. I got lots of money to give it away to pretty girls.
I've got breaking news here. Breaking news, everybody, just coming off the wire here from our secret source alarm.
Satan has showed his titties on the evil Artie cam.
We've got the audio here from Tuck's house just coming in. Let's listen to that.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
There we go,
Artie. Yeah.
All right. Well,
do it, baby.
Apparently,
Oh, God. Look what you started over there.
What is Evil Arnie doing over there?
He's turning me on.
Oh, my God.
He is showing his satanic titties.
Yes, I see. He's taking it off.
Oh, yeah, he's totally topless.
Hey, Artie, bend over.
You better get over there quick.
Bend over.
Show us a moose knuckle.
Artie, bend over and crack a smile for us, why don't you? Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, my God, no. He's going to show the thong again.
Looks like his mother's dead in the bed behind him.
Okay, fuck it. All right, well, let's keep going here. Let's just...
He's chewing on his cord now. We're a little mouse.
Please. My stomach hurts now.
Hey, since I'm outed, I don't like you using those sound bits that say the F word.
I'm sorry. We won't use that F word anymore. We'll remain. Okay, fuck. Yeah, there we go. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
You fucking get, you know.
Hi.
Tuck is a get, and all these other, all these it's out there can just mic. All right. Let's continue here. Let's call Chunk. Let's call the Pool Hall Junkies. All right. We gotta start wrapping up the show. It's 1:15 a.m. It's time. All right, guys.
It is.
You know.
Chuck is gonna go on and kick some ass.
Nothing.
Oh my God, Evil Artie's got pierced.
You got to help me, Alack.
He's pissing them right now.
That somebody get
over to syndicateradio.tv quick.
Must be stopped.
Did you call another firm?
No, I call you.
Where did you get our number?
From newspaper. Okay, I'm too much pain. Too much pain.
Okay, bye.
Johnny. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hang on, man. It sounds like a pool hall. What's going on? I can't hear you.
It's really busy. What can I do for you?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I'm in love with Evil Artie.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, well, he is right here in front of me. I'm looking at him. He is my gay lover. I just want you to know that he is my man. And I'm... Hello?
We've lost the patient. That goes out to Evil Artie.
Don't care for your love.
He's got the bacon mustache on.
Tuck makes a good point. They don't care for our love.
There's Big Will in there blowing a big hooter.
Oh, shit. That's funny, man. Oh, crap. All right, let's do one last one here. We're going to call it a night. Do you want to call that Chunk King restaurant?
Know.
Or should we, or should we call Calamity James?
Now. Evil Artie Cheetos.
That Let's see.
Oh, he's doing the sumo dance.
What's called the sumo dance?
Hooters back, man?
Satan would be disgusted.
Like Andy? Nah, we better not. Let's
He sounds kind of serious. Alright, let's call. We're going to call the Chungking restaurant, alright?
Alright.
Last break of the night. Hope you had a good time. We had a good time.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand.
I don't think they're there.
No, I don't think so either, my man. Might as well call Calamity James, I think.
Okay.
I keep seeing James.
Jane,
it is Jane, not James. All right, hang on. Brother Free. You do it. I'm lazy.
It's wrong.
Fair, you gotta stop smoking them cigarettes, girl. No offense, but...
Chain smoker.
Well, when they get that voice, that's nice. I like that girl that smokes cigarettes a lot. Smokes too many cigarettes voice. It's kinda hot.
Yeah, I can do it. I'm a man.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sound like the cancer lady.
Yeah, I like cancer lady.
Jill.
Oh, Jill.
Hey.
Oh, Jill.
Hello.
Alright, we're gonna get someone to answer here. Alright, damn it. We'll try the Cobblestone Cafe. This one was from earlier.
Got it from our...
An Arab guy. Arab guy answered. Let's try that again.
That's your number? Be there in a few minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
What?
It's a cobblestone cafe.
What?
Hello, is it a cobblestone?
Yeah.
Hello, can I place an order, please? You don't deliver, do you? I come pick up.
Hold on a second, hold on.
No, hello. What are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. I'm not a collection alone,
well, I have nothing to deliver with.
No, that's fine. I can pick it up. You fly the order, please.
What do you need?
You speak Arab.
What do you need?
I want Shonlang, Mandakunta, like a moon. You carry that?
What do you need?
Or Lakashwana. You carry this.
We have nothing. We only have chicken strips. That's it.
You just have chicken strips.
What do you need?
Is it a strip club?
That's it, I have chicken strips, that's it.
This is a chicken strip club? Man, you are sick. You are a sick person. I kill you! I take order, please. I come pick up, okay? What are you doing? You take my order or what? If you don't answer me, I'm sending Ardy there. He will get naked in front of you and rub himself all up and down you. Hello? Listen here, you freak. I don't think he's going to answer.
I don't know.
Hello? What do you... Hey, you give me chicken strips, you creep. I come down there, I pee on you.
You're gonna pee on me?
I will pee on you.
Okay, tomorrow morning.
No, tonight. I come there, I pee right in your pants. You!
Oh, crap. Hey, man, you know what I just noticed? Kokanee sent in... Kokanee bought us an international phone card.
Ah.
Oh, crap, man. We can do some international calls here.
From next week? You want to do some UK
to place a call, press 1.
Oh, wow, cool.
I say we do it, man, because if he went all out and bought a card and everything, that'd be pretty shitty of me not to call it. You know, at least do one.
Yeah, man, we gotta at least do something, man.
We gotta do something for him, man.
Thank you, Cookie.
Fuck, Cookie. Yeah, I just noticed. I just saw that he sent the message like an hour ago. International phone card access number, bank card, spoof those two city councilors. They got into a fist fight. When he sent it in? Let me see when he sent it in. Hang on, let me play some background music here. Alright, let's look here. Kokanee, I'm going to look at your emails and see if I can find that here. Two fist fights. I'm trying to find it. I don't see it here. damn tired.
There's nothing better than being drunk and tired, is there?
No, there's nothing better than that, man.
You work tomorrow?
Yeah. It's always the worst day at work when you're at work the next day drunk and tired.
Yeah.
With like 5 hours of sleep is all I'm going to get. Not even. By the time I get out of here, it'll be 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. All right, let's try this here. All right. Well,
remember, you're taking the blue raptor to work tomorrow.
Yeah, well, someone, I don't know if they're still listening, but in Norway, R-E-O-K was listening in Norway. He wanted to send in a number, so go ahead and do that now. I doubt you're still listening, homeboy, but if you are, send it in. I'll call it. In the meantime, Lonesome Loser did send in a number.
He was earlier, because I messaged him. He definitely was earlier. He was definitely listening.
All right, well, send in that number if you can. In the meantime, I'll call Terrence Higgins. Lonesome Loser sent this in about an hour ago, but I'm sure they'll answer still. This is in England.
We do have an international card out there, Madhouse friends.
Yes. And if Kokanee, if you're listening, send me back or copy-paste me that information for that international number you had yourself, and I'll try that. So we're playing extra innings here, I guess. I promise, end of the show, but here we are, more show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here we go. Terrence Higgins, this is a wake-up call in England. Always a favorite here in the Madhouse. Enjoy just a moment here, and you want to take this one? Oh, we do pretty good with that English calls, don't we? We do pretty good.
You know, the Big Will looks like the evil guy from the first Superman movie.
They used to call him Captain Caveman a lot too. Captain Caveman. He's had this fro. He's got a tiny.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Who's that?
This is Summer. Who is this?
You've got the wrong number.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They didn't send me the name. Are you ready?
Pardon?
Are you awake?
Yeah, who is it, please?
Okay, this is Summer. I'm going to be coming there to give you your massage in about 15 minutes.
I've got the wrong number.
No. Is this Mrs. Higgins?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be coming there to give Terrence his massage. Now, is he awake right now?
His massage, what for?
It's a penile massage that he
Oh, God.
No, he bought this 2 months ago.
Huh?
Yes, Mr. Higgins?
Hello?
Hi. This is Summer. I'm going to be coming there to give you your massage, okay? This is the one you bought 2 months ago. We're just getting around to your name, and I'll be coming there.
I didn't book a massage.
It's a penile massage.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I can tell
I didn't book a penile massage.
Yes, are you ready for me?
I did not book a penile massage.
You didn't book it, you bought it, that's right.
So I didn't book it. What do you want about then?
Your name finally came up on the screen, and we're going to come there and get you
out. Then better come back, I'll call the police.
Well, we can bring the police with us if you want to. We've got some people that dress up like the police.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember buying this about 2 months ago, and we told you it was at a strip club. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna come there.
Coming there. When did I book this? I mean, as old person, I got no money to book massages.
I'm sorry, sir. You speak English, and I can't understand a word you're saying.
No, I can't say what you're saying. Sorry, you don't talk English.
Slow down. Go slow. That's it.
Look, I'm going to be in line.
No, you're going too fast. Slow down.
How much did it cost?
Excuse me, sir. You're probably a tosser.
How much did I pay for it?
It's £75. Now, let me talk to
you. When did I pay that?
He speaks your wife.
When did I pay that? When did I pay the £75?
2 months ago.
When did I pay the £75 you silly bird?
Are you pulling my chain? What's going on here? I don't understand.
You have $9.74.
Oh, he was into it.
Oh, man, he was into it. The penile massage, that was funny. The wife gets disgusted, puts him on the line. And he's just so interested in when did he pay for it. Dumb as a guy. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Okay, all right. Let's call.
This is a complimentary gift from the madhouse.
Yeah, we'll call a handful more. Let me look in the logs here. I don't know if Lonesome's still around, but that's okay if he's not. Let me go in the logs here and see if I can find some UK numbers here. Where do we call usually? Manchester's always fun, right?
Yeah.
Let's call Manchester here. Let me look up
Manchester. Yeah. You know, Jill's in Manchester right now.
Jill's in Manchester, huh? I got a Samuel Smart.
Yeah, I was trying to get Nunu to get me the number for that wanker.
Maxwell Smart here.
Maxwell Smart. I think Nunu went to sleep. He didn't know we were going to be doing this tonight. He wasn't expecting it. He got all upset.
Catched on the replay.
Yeah, exactly. I'll send them to him. I send them to him usually. He usually goes to bed early, so when he does, I usually send him the good stuff later. Okay, there you go.
Oh, man, I'm having some bad gas tonight. You're lucky you're not here.
Oh, man, I've been having bad gas earlier
today. Smell this.
Oh.
See, you smell that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, right there on the phone. Nastiness. Yeah. All right, cool. All right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pull card eat his fingers.
Let's call Sammy Smart, all right? He's in Manchester, home of the Angries. All right, let's do
that. Do you think it smells like at Artie's house?
Oh, God, dude. Like, oof, I don't know. Like, old pizza. I don't know. I have no
old
idea.
Old pizza and maybe bacon wrapped in leather shoes.
Like that part between your legs and your balls when you don't wash it well, that's what it smells like.
Bacon.
Samuel Smart. Hang on. Now he's showing that part. Already put your pants on. Come on. Knock it off.
Oh, my God. Ward is getting ready to show.
He's all about
Let's
it.
Let's see his dildo.
All right, Cookie, send the number here for the city commissioners. Let's take a look at this here. Hang on. Cut the music, Milkman, if you don't mind.
Kill it!
Okay.
All right, thanks, Milkman. Appreciate it. Let me pull up the
email.
Oh, I
just saw Cyan is here, man. I want to tell him sorry. I mistook him for douche.
Yeah, that's right. You did it in the forums. You mistook him for douche. So I was like,
I fixed it.
Yeah, all right. We got the numbers for these guys here. Okay, in England... we've got the Commissioner Bob Shackelford attacked Commissioner Steve Kirk after tempers flared over a disagreement between the two about the authority of City Manager Richard Good. 69-year-old guy got into a fight. Oh, my God. That's sick.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, man. They got into a fist fight, these guys. Oh, we got pictures of the guys and everything. Holy crap. Wow. All right, let me see. Where are the numbers at, though? Hang on. Okay, I got his number here. Oh, this is in Tennessee. This is in UK. It might be too late to call. Hang on. I'm gonna email. Can you get your email up real quickly there?
Yeah.
I'm gonna email it to you. We'll dial the one number and then hang on. I want to reply. I want to forward this. All right, I'm gonna email it to you and then while the email comes through. Shit. Then you will go ahead and do the other call here. To Samuel Smart. I got your email address, don't worry about it. Alright, hang on everybody, I know I'm kinda slow right now, I'm just a little...
Sweet kisses, pull my finger, honey.
Oh my God, you guys. Alright, hang on folks, Samuel Smart coming up in a moment. After that we'll do one more prank call. We got a few left, hang on folks. Don't do anything. Okay,
no comprende, deja vu.
Italian. Ted knows what that means. Ted probably got a kick out of that if he's listening.
Hello. Hi, good morning, man. Sal.
Sounds like nonsense.
Is
that?
Sal, this is your early morning wake up call. I'm sorry, I'm about 8 minutes late. Come on, get up and get out of bed. Let's get going. I'll be there in about 5 minutes to pick you up for work.
Is that?
Huh?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that?
Early morning call.
Hello. This is your early morning wake up call for Sam. I'll be there in about 15 minutes to pick him up for work.
Good morning, wake up call.
Yeah, who's giving you that?
This is Steve Kirk.
Steve Kirk?
Right.
Don't know him. I haven't heard of him. I think you've got the wrong number, mate.
No, this is Sam Smart, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to be there in about 15 minutes to pick you up. Can you be ready in time?
You're going to be where?
I'm going to be at your house.
Which is what address?
Excuse me?
Which is what address?
It's your address. Let me get my paperwork. Just a minute. So how you doing this morning? Oh, I'm trying to find my paperwork. Hang on. Aye, crikey. I'm sorry. I've got stuff all out of order.
This has got to be a wind up, this, on it.
Excuse me.
This has got to be a wind up, on it.
I'm not winding you up. I promise.
Right, well, I don't work, so I don't know why you've got to pick me up for work.
Well, I'm sorry. I was told to call you about 8 minutes ago, and...
By who?
Huh?
By who?
Not by who. That, no, I wasn't called by them.
No, no, no. Who told you to call me?
Cyan told me to call you.
Who?
Cyan.
Cyan?
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Cyan and Big Will.
Never heard of him.
No, Big Will, you know, he's got the beard and everything.
Never
Cyan's
heard of him.
Always laughing and waving his hands in front of his face. Come on, you know who they are.
Where are they from, then?
Are they from England?
Right. You're Irish, aren't you?
No, I'm not from the Shire. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I said, are you Irish?
I'm Irish, yes.
Yeah, right, I can tell you're
Irish. Pearl.
Right. Well, I don't know what you've got. I don't know what you've got to come.
Okay. Well, I'm just a limo driver. Okay.
A limo driver.
Right. I'm going to be taking you from your house straight to the airport, and everything's been taken care of. You're going to be flying out straight to America, and you're going to be apparently, from what I understand in my paperwork, let's see, you're going to be attending a game show in America.
A game show in America?
Yeah.
For who?
It's for Sam Smart, right? Is that, that's who you are, Mr. Smart, right?
That's who I am, yeah.
Right.
But what you're on about a game show in America?
Right. You're supposed to be flying to there this morning. You didn't know about this.
I've not heard, I don't know a thing about it, mate.
Are you sure? They were supposed to call you yesterday.
Don't know a thing about it, mate.
They actually sent you some stuff in the mail.
I've not got it, mate.
Like I said, all I am is a limo driver. I need you to get ready, though, because I've got to be there in about... Well, I'm so far behind right now. I've got to hurry and get you to the airport.
Listen, mate. You can do what you want, mate, but as far as I know, I haven't got a clue what you're on about, and there's no way I'm going to America in 15 minutes.
Oh, no. You know what? I think this was supposed to be a surprise.
A surprise?
Maybe it was supposed to be a surprise, you getting up and going to America.
I haven't got a clue what you're on about.
So sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the surprise for you.
I haven't got a clue what you're on about, mate, but I'll tell you what the surprise is. There's no way I'm getting up. There's no way I'm getting out of my bed at 6 o'clock in the morning, mate.
You know what? You're wrong. You're actually wrong.
I'm actually wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Wrong
you're
about
awake
what?
Right now, you wanker.
Who is it?
I told you, this is... Oh, you know what? I'm going to take you down to the Paradise City.
Who is this? Just tell us who it is. Who set me up?
Who's setting you up? You don't want to know. If you found out, then I tell you what. You would probably want
to
kill him.
Right. Well, so you can't tell me then, no?
Huh?
Are you going to tell me who set me up?
I can't.
Right.
If I told you that, I'd have to let you live.
Right. So therefore
right.
Now, can I put the phone down now and carry on watching?
No, I got to keep you on for at least 5 more minutes to get paid.
Oh, is that what it is, it?
Yeah.
So, is this a wind-up phone call or something like that?
No, it's actually what I do. I call people in the middle of the night, early in the mornings, and if I can keep them on for about 10 minutes, then I get £32,000.
You do.
So if you help me out, let me keep you on for another 5 minutes. I'll go ahead and...
Well, I'm sorry, mate, but you haven't won it here. I'm going, mate. Ta-da.
Sir, can I come over there?
Oh, shit, that's funny. That was funny. That guy's funny. It's like, what? It's 6, it was like 6:35 a.m. when we started the call over there. Game show.
In 1 minute, I would have made it.
Game show, what the hell? No, it's a surprise. You didn't know? Oh, shit. All right. I understand the chat room died in Syndicate. I've tried restarting it twice, and it doesn't come back up, so...
It's crazy.
I need to end the show. I'm out of gas. Yeah, sorry, Kokanee. I know I had your rush to get that those numbers. I know you sent them a long time ago. I will get to them next show, I promise. That's where we are. All right. Hey, Hollywood, thanks, man. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank you.
And thank you for all your help in the forums and the editing and all that. It always helps out, man. You're a good...
I love you, Arnie.
You're a good man. Yes, we all love Arnie's. All right, man. Have a good night. Have a good weekend, man. I'll catch up with you soon, all right?
All right, man. Bye.
That's Hollywood Vanya, everybody. Be sure to visit him and his website, hollywoodvanya.net.
E-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-
Milkman, take us out of here, please, if you don't mind.
Hey, that'd be a good right spot right there to get the megaphone out, you know what I'm saying, man? Well, I'll tell you what, I've had a great time. I'm sure everybody out there would agree, this outstanding show was well worth the extra peanut. And I'd like to thank all our friends over there at syndicateradio.tv, everybody over there for bearing with us, and stick around for the extra innings. If Chuck is still around, stick around for Big Chuck. Chuck is going to have some rocking out sounds coming your way, and if not, stick around because there's something going on. Also, all our friends right here, 98.6 The Mouth in the chat. We've got quite a few people who have joined us tonight. We've had a record number of people joining the show, quite a few new listeners. I'd like to thank you and welcome you back, and please come back next week and tune in. And don't miss Evil Artie's show. He's going to do another sumo dance. So everybody out there looking for some more late night hours of fun, get your butt over to syndicateradio.tv. Thanks a lot, Ted, web, for coming back. We sure miss you. Look forward to you getting active again, and thank you for all you do and providing us with our voice server here. Hollywood Bronya, very good job. PSP Man, a bunch of our new old friends, Lifelike, everybody, stop in. Thanks. Cookie, thanks for the good card, man. Good call. We'll save that and put it to good use next week. Also, Dish, hey, thanks for not calling in, man. You did a good job. I hope you get your computer fixed. Get that Mac sent right out to your nearest McDonald's and get rid of that piece of shit. Get a real computer. Yeah, but everybody that's still listening with us, it's all about you. I want you to know we do this every week for you. That's right, we pay to give you the most interactive fun on the internet right here in the form of our Madhouse show. And we couldn't do it without our great friend, the Lonesome Loser, the numbers hit man out there. Thank God to the Lonesome Loser, everybody. Hail, raise your hand. And also, do not forget, our solicitor, the General Lisi-Ro of the Madhouse, who created this crazy insanity we call the Madhouse. And Armando Carlito, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having and indulging with us here. Over to you, my big brother. Enjoy your big blue wrap swim into work tomorrow, brother. And be careful. Don't forget your bath solar motor.
Hey, man. Thanks. All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody. Yeah, and of course, you know, you thank Lonesome Loser Radio. I want to thank him, of course, for sending in numbers, as he did a lot of numbers from him tonight, and they're all great. He actually sent them one last one for England, but it's not enough time. I can't do it, man. I'm sorry. thanks,
everyone. We'll just log it and we'll put it on our to-do list.
Yeah, we got a lot of people calling in the show tonight, but it's late, guys. It's almost 2 a.m. I got
DJ Glowworm.
Got a big day of work tomorrow, man. DJ Glowworm called in. I know Jonathan tried to call in today. He couldn't get through.
Raven, chill.
Yeah, Cyan called in and did what he did, and then Hollywood called in also, and a lot of people called in, you know,
Now he's showing pictures of dildos over in syndicateradio.tv.
Nothing wrong with that, my friend, nothing wrong. All right, guys, we're out of here. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Hi.
We'll catch you next week. Visit MadhouseLive.com, MadhouseLive.com. Yeah. Oh, shit, so hang on, I want to think.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You got 5 minutes to meet me in bed, woman.
I almost forgot. Everyone visit TuckerMike.com. That's Tuck's website. Thanks, Tuck, for showing up tonight.
Happy birthday, Tuck.
Happy birthday, Tuck. Happy birthday to the Warrior.
Happy birthday, Warrior.
All right. And then, of course, thanks.
Wikipedia.info is dead, but Blue Planet Prank Radio has successfully replaced it.
I was going to say, I was about to give a plug for Prankpedia. So
that's it.
What is it now, Ted? What is it now? Prankpedia is dead. What did you say is up now? Reiterate.
It's Blue Planet Prank Radio. I just like integrated it into my Blue Planet Hosting.us site, so it's just a tab on there. And I'm just running an archive of pranks.
Cool. BluePlanet.us. That'll get you there, right?
No, it won't. But BluePlanetHosting.us might.
That's the one. I'm sorry. BluePlanetHosting.us. Right. That's the last one I meant to say. All right, everyone, be sure to visit that as well. Listen on your while you're at work or at home during the day. Be sure to you want to listen to some prank calls. Listen to that. Everyone, stay tuned to Syndicate Radio.
Let me know if you add a bunch of pranks to your site so I can grab them.
There's a ton of them. Yeah, I got to go through that. I'm going to be making a big update soon, and I'll get them to you, too.
We got to send that call to him there with Al.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get to that. Don't worry. Thanks for showing up, Ted. And everyone, stay tuned to... stay tuned to SyndicateRadio.tv. I'm sure Chuck might be coming on next, or someone will be coming on next. Catch you next week, folks. Thank you.
Athena, you can pull Claudio's finger now. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Pull my finger, baby.
I'm in trouble for shit, man. Fuck you,
bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.